Are you ready for some football?
Should we call it thrash ball so we don't confuse people in Europe?
Oh, welcome, everybody, to episode 307 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, full crew today, working the sidelines, Breakman, the Bold. In the booth with me, Eric. What is up, Eric?
Nothing much.
And
that booth must smell.
The throwaway reporter in New York, the stealthy one. What's up, Stealth?
So you got bumped. Or wait a minute, I'm the one who got bumped to the sidelines.
No, I think I got the worst gig.
Oh. Am I being replaced by Kate Upton?
That makes Frank Branches mad. And
you know what? If Kate Upton was to asked to be on this show, you all would be replaced, all right? Let's just put it that way.
I would willingly listen to the show.
Right.
I'm getting off just to listen.
I think I would fire myself if Kate Upton...
Wait, what do you mean by getting off?
Oh, man. NFL started. We have plenty of NFL talk. That's the theme that you heard there. Not in particular about the season itself, but something that really pissed me off today. And it's pissed me off for many, many years, but we'll get into it later.
Can I just say that the Fox theme is my favorite?
Dude, the ESPN theme, the Monday night theme, rules, man.
It's good. I'm not saying. I prefer the Fox football theme. I really like that one.
Yeah, that's because you suck, and your team is the Bengals, so you don't count. The Bungles, as they're referred to.
I quit. I'm not dealing with shit.
Hey, I'm paying you good money, Breakman.
You are?
You need to stick around. Yeah, the check's in the mail, man. Come on.
All right, right. I know. I keep waiting.
Keep waiting by that mailbox. All right.
Every
guys,
day I get
just
home,
like we
I go
keep
straight
for
the mailbox.
Final Fantasy 15. which won't be showing up in TGS.
Right. There you go. All right, guys. How was your week? We'll start with you, Stealth, the quiet one.
Everything was good.
Yeah. Did you watch the game?
Much.
Did you watch the game last night?
No, I had my ESPN up, you know, the website, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically how I got that news.
It's not good news for the rest of the league. I'm telling you, Seattle's
good. No, Seattle's good.
They're really good. All right, let's get right.
They do have a home field advantage too.
There's no
ridiculous question.
No question. I mean, I think there are a few teams like the Kansas City Chiefs have a good home field advantage,
but nothing like Seattle.
Have you ever been to
Arrowhead Stadium?
Oh, dude, Arrowhead is it's right up there with Seattle. There's no question about it. It's a very hostile place. Place to play, man. Seriously, I give them a lot of credit. I hate the Chiefs because they're in my division, but that stadium's something else. All right, enough football talk. We're gonna confuse.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
And by football, we mean American football for our European listeners. We need to get into some talk here. We got plenty of news. Eric, why don't we get started with the news and let's just blow through this shit? All right.
All right. From Civil Conera. Very first article is about Persona 5 not only coming to the PlayStation 3, but also PlayStation 4.
Yes, this is interesting. I don't think it's a surprise that Persona 5 is coming out, but it's going to be on PS4 and 3, which is cool, right?
It's not bad news.
No, not bad news at all. I didn't get a chance to look at this trailer. Did they
so
have any...
this means the U.S. is probably going to get it 2016.
Did they have any gameplay in the trailer at all? Okay.
No.
Well, I'm not.
That's not going to come for a while.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother with that then. So that's really good news. I think we're all excited for that. Just like also from Civil Conera, I'm excited for this, gents. New action RPG, Dragon Quest Heroes, is in development for the PS4 and PS3. This thing looks fantastic, right? It doesn't really have a date. I didn't see a date on this. Sometime spring 2015.
Hey, at least if Square doesn't bring it over, you can always import it.
Yeah. That's true, but I'm sure this one will come over here.
Because they said they weren't sure.
What?
They weren't sure.
Well, they're keen on the idea of rocket slimes.
Yeah, but they said they weren't sure on this one.
Yeah, it's anything Dragon Quest. They're never sure about bringing it over to us.
Is this the one?
They want to, but they're never sure.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the one that sort of looks like Dynasty Warriors in a way. Yeah. I'm excited.
I wish
for this.
They understood that a lot of Americans prefer Dragon Quest over Final Fantasy.
That is true. No question about it.
Even though my favorite game is Final Fantasy,
even though that's a gigantic lie,
I prefer Dragon Quest.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a lie you told.
So what? I don't care.
Look, we're trying to bias people here.
Yes,
right?
We're trying to get some support for Dragon Quest rolling here.
Right.
Quit crapping on us.
Oh, there already was a Dragon Quest Heroes game called Rocket Slime. So they can either give it a new subtitle or they can call it Dragon Warriors. Haha.
Yeah, Dragon
that
Warriors.
That would be freaking sweet. I'd go with Dragon Warriors.
That would be awesome, actually. Stealth, next story, please.
I don't have it up yet.
All right, Breakman, next story.
God, why do I got... Oh, my bad. coming to us live from Silicon Era, Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force, coming to PlayStation 4. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold that to... What?
Yeah. Advent Dark Force. Sounds like it should have said Dark Force Advent.
Yeah.
Like Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force. Like, that is just an odd name.
Yeah.
Compiler Heart, makers of the Neptunia series, revealed Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force. I don't think I could do that three times fast. is a PlayStation 4 game during Sokyo's pregame show. Fairy Fencer F for the PlayStation 4 will be released on NES America and West later this month.
I'm curious, why not PS4?
I'm wondering if Fairy Fencer F got pushed back a week because nobody's talking about reviews for it yet.
It's probably not good.
MXT is exiled from chat. He says Final Fantasy 14 is greater than Dragon Quest 8. So
I think they only got the preview copies last week.
Yeah.
Well, he only says that because he has sex with the game.
Oh man, you're something.
Like he takes the discs out of his drive and.
Ooh. Oh, so he's actually having sex with the console instead of the software, right?
No, he's doing it with the software. He's Blu-ray discs.
Well, that's true. He does have something small.
He's got to put a lot of padding in the middle.
MXT, call in. Is that true? I'll give you the call-in number in chat. Breakman, can you read the next one as well, please?
Sure. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Shinran Kagura.
Shinran, yeah.
Shinran Kagura. Estival.
Sound it out.
Kagura. Sorry. Kagura, you're right. I got it. As soon as I sounded it out. Yes, thank you for the tip. I should try that more often. Estival versus what the fuck is an estival?
The only tricky Japanese words are the su and the suke. Suke. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Marvelous and Shinran Kagura, producer Kenichiro Takaki.
Takaki.
Oh, I love
thank you.
It.
Have been I got it right, Frank. Why are you laughing?
Just to hear you struggle.
Although it would be Kenichiro.
Kenichiro Takaki have been teasing Shinran Kagura Estival versus. Like, is it festival without the F?
Estival, yeah. Estival.
Yeah, this is an Estival. We're too cheap to put the F on it. Sorry. And it was revealed during the SCEGA press conference, Sony Software Entertainment of Japan, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Japan and Asia, okay. That's head to PlayStation 4 on March 26, 2015. We still don't know much about what the fuck Estival Versus is because it's one of the dumbest names we've heard this year. But it will somehow be connected
some significance to the game itself, and it's a made-up word.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a made-up word.
I think they just fucked up and forgot the F. That's what I think.
I think they're too cheap to put it on. How much money can we save if we don't put an F on there? I think we could save about 5 cents per ad.
Yeah.
Done. anyways, well, update, Marvel has confirmed that Shinran Kagura Estival Versus will also be released for PlayStation Vita.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. We're getting a lot of RPG goodness out of the press conferences and some stuff from TGS and all that. So this is good news. I don't know what it is, but I know it's good news. So
here's some more good news.
Yep, go for it.
A new East game in the works for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita. Falcon announced the first PlayStation 4 game, and it's an East title. Trailers showed Adol jumping around, climbing on vines, and fighting monsters with Dogi and some other character that's probably a part of the game, no other game, because they didn't look like an old character.
Again, 2015.
It has a combat style similar to E7 and Oath and Memories of Celceta.
Ah, well, good. That's good news.
Or at least the graphic engine looks the same. I don't know the combat.
Probably what do you think? What do you think, Stealth? You in or out? The new Ease game for the PS4?
Oh, I'm way in.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Are you in for God Eater 2?
No.
All right.
I wasn't really a fan of the first one.
Yeah, I didn't. I heard mixed.
It left reviews. A bad taste in your mouth.
Yes.
I heard the second game was more interesting. Enraged Burst is basically just an updated version of God Eater 2.
Yeah, God Eater 2 Rage Burst coming to PS4 and Vita. So that's it doesn't really give us a time. So suck on that.
We didn't even get to.
You know, I think Destructoid is trolling us all with a lot of their articles because they'll announce something, right? They'll say this new game is coming out for Vita or PS4.
At least unlike Silicon Era, most of them had trailers.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's like
and better grammar.
Fuck you. We won't tell you when it's coming out, but it's coming out.
Well, they don't know. They don't know.
Well, then why do the damn story? Like, it doesn't make sense.
All just right. To let people know something's happening.
All right. Maybe something is happening in the next story break, man.
Well, maybe, but I guess. coming to us live from Destructoid. Wait, no, we did this one. Sorry. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. I clicked on the wrong one. That's my bad. Luminous Arc Infinity announced for PlayStation Vita. During the Sony Computer Entertainment Japan and Asia press conference 2014, Luminous Arc Infinity was announced as the latest of the series for PlayStation Vita. Was announced as the latest of the series.
Yeah.
The details in the story are light. Marvelous trailer revealed that it will have something to do with music and about how the world will learn about the truth.
Yeah.
The truth.
The truth
can set you free.
Yeah. The truth hurts. The truth can set you free.
I never did play any of these games. I have the first game. I haven't played it yet. But I never bought the second game. And the third game didn't even come to the U.S.
Yeah.
Dungeon Boy, Buster. I like this title, by the way. That's a Luminous Arc Infinity. I think that's a good title.
Yep.
Definitely cancels out the last couple.
Dungeon Buster says, might have to finally get a PS4 for that Ease game. Yeah, see?
You haven't stole one yet? I thought you were going to rip somebody off by now.
Hey, look. Dungeon Buster can just make one magically appear. Okay? So don't fuck with Dungeon Buster. He knows his shit. He's a magician. Right?
Wait, I wasn't fucking with Dungeon Buster. I was fucking with MXD. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dungeon Buster, did you go into that... to that Gauntlet dungeon that they did that Mega 64 video.
MXT says RP Grinder spoilers.
Kaiju. Hey, Moria Muggs in the chat room.
Yeah, what's up, Moria? MXT says RP Grinder spoilers. Kaijudo is Asmodeus, long lost son from a past relationship with the late great Joan Rivers. Don't be hating on Joan Rivers, man. Joan Rivers was a beaut. All right.
Even with all the nasty shit she did a couple years
ago. Yeah, I was not a Joan Rivers fan, sorry.
What did she what am I missing? Am I missing something? Did she do something horrifically bad?
She apparently made light of those girls.
No, well, she does. Cleveland
that got abducted by that guy.
Yeah, but she's a comedian, that's what they do. My problem with Joan Rivers is I just never thought she was funny.
And she probably did a bunch of transphobic stuff and fat shaming stuff. That's what I've heard.
I don't know if it's true. She's an outrageous comedian. That was what she'd always done.
Right. So that, but I, there was some.
She was just doing it for laughs. She wasn't actually a really offensive person.
Right. Right.
I wonder if it was like a Michael Richards situation.
No. That's something way different. He lost his cool and turned and showed his true colors.
Hey, Dungeon Buster wants to know which dungeon was that? The question that you asked him. So. All right, let's move on here. Icewind Dale.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that she died. It's always sad when somebody dies. I don't have any ill will towards her. I never thought she was funny.
I did, actually.
I know. Well, we had this whole discussion with Robin Williams. Like, the rest of us love Robin Williams, but you're totally out on it.
Right.
Everybody has their different tastes. I never thought she was funny.
Right. I actually did, man. And she was an important figure in the comedic world because she gave a lot of people their start. I mean, I was watching today. Like, she got her start on the Tonight Show. And I absolutely loved the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson because he exposed Uri Geller. And he was a big-time skeptic, which was awesome in my book. And Joan Rivers was kind of that way, too. And she got a lot of interesting comedic people to continue with their careers, like Howie Mandel and a lot of other people. So let's move on. Icewind Dale Enhancement Edition announcement trailer. I saw it. Looks beautiful. Icewind Dale is awesome. It's one of the few games.
Here's the big problem I have with the advanced editions that they've been put out by Beamdog. The fact that they're called an enhanced edition is kind of a betrayal of what they actually did with the game. It seems like they didn't do very much.
It doesn't matter.
They might have made the interface a little bit more user-friendly, but beyond the actual gameplay mechanics, they've remained relatively unchanged, and the graphics haven't been improved at all. They just made it to the point where it'll run on modern systems or iPad version.
I was going to say, this is going to be like PC only, isn't it?
It doesn't really say, but I'm guessing it'll be out on the PS4, 3, whatever.
Why would it be on those?
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't
it was a PC game originally.
It's not like Beamdog made versions of the Baldur's Gate games.
You know what they'll do? They'll put out a Kickstarter for it, and it'll be on.
Was a shitty version of Baldur's Gate on the PlayStation 2.
I think there is.
Yeah, there is. It wasn't shitty. Oh shit! Let me give Moria the.
That was a beat 'em up type of game.
Yeah. It was fine, though. It was fun.
Well, it wasn't, from what I remember, it wasn't what I wanted. It's just what I remember.
They need to do another new D&D game. That's what I think, anyways. I think those games were brilliant. Anyways, let's move on, guys. We got more.
Let me read the next story.
Go for it.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, new Way of the Samurai game in works for Vita. I fucking love Way of the Samurai.
I haven't played any of them.
Wow. Like, that was the first, like, choose-your-own-type adventure game. But it was really a heavily action game, I should say. But
well, you could it's be not good, the first. You could
be evil. Well, pretty... it was the first well-done one to me.
Mm.
Well, I shouldn't say that. It was the first, like, action game like that. Because there have been games like Maniac Mansion and stuff that were choose-your-own-adventure. But I mean, as far as like an action game,
I'd like to add
good
it to
or
this.
Evil or stuff.
Way of the Samurai 4 is actually on Steam Greenlight. Actually, yeah, I think that's what I read. I think.
Yeah, and before all of that, they had the Choose Your Adventure books. Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yeah, definitely.
And
that'll be relevant to what we've been playing, but I'll get to that later. Spike Chunsoft might be best known for Danganronpa and Zero Escape in the Zero Chance to Escape? Then why even try? That kind of sucks. Zero Escape in the West. But Way of the Samurai is one of the longest-running series. I love the first two. I never played the third and fourth one. I just never got a chance to.
They started on PS2, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, it was PS2, yes. During Sony's pre-Tokyo Game Show press conference, a new Way of the Samurai title was announced for PlayStation Vita. Way of the Samurai 4 was released on PS3 and developed by Acquire. Exceed released the game in North America, and NIS America brought the title to Europe. What? No. Exceed, XE released the game in North America, and NIS America brought the title to Europe.
Yeah, because XE doesn't have a branch in Europe.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I was like, did I read that right? Okay. Yeah, I was a big fan of Samurai, the Way of the Samurai games. Killing all the enemies, collecting their swords, going back and playing the game as like the hero coming to save this town, or the guy who's just a dick and doesn't care about anyone, just running around killing everybody you see.
It's funny. I never play games like that. I always say, "Oh, I'm going to try to be the bad guy and do that," but I just never can.
I'm wondering though if XE is publishing the game on PSN for Europe, because they can do that if they want to.
There are games I've found to be more enjoyable playing the bad guy. Games like Fable, if you're playing the villain, some more.
Because you're allowed to self-publish on PSN, unlike Xbox Marketplace.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I never have. That's the one thing that I've never done in a video game. I try, but I just, for some reason, like, I'll give you a good example of that. Do you guys ever play KOTOR? Star Wars.
Yes. Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic.
I love that game.
I beat the game, you know, as a good guy, obviously, because I always choose good. I mean, I always choose good. And then I'm like, oh, I really want to play as a bad guy and go through it and just do all the bad things. But I never can seem to
do. Have you ever played as a good guy who steals things?
No. Never. I don't do that. I don't know why. I can't. Stealth. Well,
Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 practically beg you to steal this stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can get away with it pretty easily.
Yeah. Stealth, you ever play as a bad guy in video games?
Not usually.
See, I don't either. It's
the only thing you have to take into account is when you sell stuff, you cannot sell fence goods to people who know you fence goods.
Moria is asking, did you guys see the Fallout 3 playthrough where the guy set out to kill absolutely everyone? No, I have not seen
that. No, I have to do that, though. Because I've been playing Fallout 3. Well, I haven't picked up my save in a while after I beat it. I want to go back and play it again. But I was evil as all hell.
Yeah.
Like the Nightmare of the Wastelands or some title.
Yeah.
They give you nice little titles.
Can you kill everybody in Fallout 3? Because I'm pretty sure some characters respawn.
Wow, respawn? No, I can't think of any characters respawning. I was going to say, like, I don't think you can kill your father.
You can't kill kids either.
Yeah, there are kids. You can't kill those either.
Why?
Right?
Why can't you kill the kids? That's so dumb.
I don't know. The only game I can remember really letting you kill kids, well, I guess I can remember a few, but in recent times was 99 Nights, but you were killing little ogre children. Yeah, and stuff like you were killing the children of like ogres and trolls.
Yeah, they're not humans.
Stuff.
So they don't count.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. So
like the last game I can remember where you can kill children was Ultima on NES. You could kill like small children in the city, but then you'd get attacked by the guards and get wiped out.
Wait a minute. Okay, Dungeon Buster says something interesting in here. He says that he remembers Morrowind let you kill everyone, but would produce a pop-up saying that killing certain NPCs can make the game impossible to finish.
Why would they even design it like that, though?
No, I like that. Letting you know if you want to be like an evil psychopath like I like being, that, hey, if you kill the certain guy, then you can't finish
get ahead
the game.
In life. It's just commentary. Yay.
Yeah. The Gripper says he always plays the good guy. I'm with you, Gripper. I never, ever play a game with bad intentions.
Well,
I don't know
why. It's just the thing is that most every game you play the good guy.
Right. Right. I'm not saying you're a bad person if you play as a bad guy, because sometimes, you know, you have that little dark side and you want to do bad things, right? It's like
yeah, and not every time when I have the choice to be bad. Sometimes I'll play as good and stuff. Like when I first started playing Fable, I think I started good, but yeah. I switched over to evil and found it to be more enjoyable.
I don't know, man. Like something in me tells me not to do the wrong thing in games. Like I can't bring it to myself to do it. It's not like it's a morality thing either, because like it's a video game, right? Like
it's a weird for some people I know, because just listening to podcast, I remember people talking about like the one of the Call of Duties. I think it was the Advanced Warfare. That's the next one. Modern Warfare 2. There's a scene in it where you're in a gunship, basically in the sky, raining down on fire on enemies. And your pilot's just saying, that's a kill, that's confirmed. And people talking about on podcasting how they were kind of shook up by that. It was like just too realistic, and they're just so casual about killing.
You know,
I just remembered that as an awesome scene. I'm like, yes, yeah. The blow up shit.
Here's,
look at all these guys. They're dead now.
You know what? It is, in a way, the more I think about it, Breakman, it is a morality thing, because I remember watching that trailer, the one that was so controversial. I say get over it, you know, when people look at trailers of Call of Duty and some dude goes into an airport and shoots up. It was like the Russian mob or something shooting up the airport. I don't know if you guys remember that. And there was a big stink about that. And they redid it or did something different. I can't remember, but...
I remember that.
You remember that, Stealth, right?
Yeah.
It was a big controversy, and I'm not for censorship, right? Like, especially in video games, music, movies, you do what you want to do. There was this movie called The Serbian Movie, and they end up raping a baby and all this shit, but it's just a movie, right? I mean, it's sickening. I wouldn't want to see it, so, you know, I did see it, and it was gross, but it's like... I don't know. For me, like looking at that trailer, I wasn't offended by it, but it was like, it was jarring, Breakman. It was like, holy shit, these people are going in this. It's a very seriously toned game. There's no, obviously no humor. I mean, these are terrorists.
Did you ever play the Manhunt games?
Yes, I did. I did play the Manhunt games.
You're playing a bad guy in those.
Yes. Well, sort of. I mean, you're playing a bad guy that was in prison that's trying to
kill all these people that are coming after you, but not just kill them, do them in horrible ways, like putting a bag over their head and making them suffocate,
right,
stuff
because
like that.
And by the way, in that game, I'd never finished it because of that, break, man. Like, I couldn't – it's not that I couldn't finish it. And yeah, I watch horror movies all the time, but when it's different when you're pressing the action. You know what I mean? Like, when you're doing the deed. It's like – I'm a very good shot in real life, like with guns, right? I've been to the range several times, and every time I go to the range, like, I just have a knack for it, right? I can shoot a 38 and a 357 like no other, right? If somebody puts a 357 in my hand and tells me to shoot a can from 50 yards away, I can do it probably in one or two shots, right? That's how keen I am on shooting. But it's one thing to do that, and it's one thing to be in front of a person and do it. And it's another thing to be in front of your screen with all these realistic games. Like, Manhunt was that's a great example, Breakman, because I remember that game. Like, it was...
I love the first Manhunt.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I liked the game, but it got to the point of, I'd rather play a good guy. You know what
and
I mean?
Moriyama like, Mug says Manhunt games are pretty gratuitous. They really do are. Get, like, it does
I didn't
get kind
even
of old after a while.
Play it because of what I knew was going on in that game.
I mean, I still have that game, and I intend on beating it at some point, but it's like how much as a person can you take? You know, it's like, I don't know. I just have this issue with that type of stuff. But then again, like, you think about, like, the Halo games, you're shooting people in the head and... You know, I mean, it just gets ridiculous. Call of Duty's the same way.
They got two families kill each other in quarter.
Yeah.
Speaking of Call of Duty, in the same game, Modern Warfare 2, remember the airport level?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do in that level?
I don't remember, man. Like, the first-person shooters aren't my thing, dude.
Well, in this level, to give everybody a backdrop, you play an American who's undercover, working with this Russian organization, and they go into a Russian airport and start a terror attack. You can go through this airport and you can shoot people if you want, or you don't even have to open fire. I made sure I killed everybody.
I think I didn't kill anybody. But then isn't there a point in that scene where they kind of question that? Like, they kind of... I thought there was a point in there where
they don't, because it's basically a setup. Spoiler alert, but this is an old game. It's a setup to frame America for the terrorist attack.
Are we going
to
get back on track?
So at the very end of that, at the very end of the level, they kill your character.
Yeah, I remember. To answer your question, Eric, yes, we're getting back to it. With the next story, Kayu or Kayuaku, whatever you say, Megami Tensei fan translation. Complete. I'm pulling up the link now. With news about the, I'm just going to say K translation, that's been in the works for almost 4 years now.
Kiyuaku.
Kiyuaku. it's been a long time coming. I deeply apologize. And then, so now it's done. So it's taken 4 years. So if you were waiting.
It's basically a remake of the first two Megami Tensei games.
Yeah.
For the Famicom.
That's cool. I mean, I like that. That's really cool. So it's complete. So congratulations. So Gripper says you
go download it somewhere.
Yep, go download it. Apparently,
well, it's in the link, and I'll have to probably remove the link from the actual summary because use Google, people, if you want to really Google find it.
Yeah, I don't want to get in any trouble with anything. Here's some uplifting news. I'll take this one, guys, because I'm probably the biggest Dragon Quest fan. You hear that, Moria? I know you're in chat, fucker.
What about me? I'm a huge Dragon Quest fan. Well, I thought we discussed this. Most people are Dragon Quest fans, remember?
Most people are.
Just bring it out.
There are more Dragon Quest fans than Final Fantasy fans here in the United States, right?
More Dragon Quest fans in the United States than there are Final Fantasy and Call of Duty combined.
Yes, thank you.
You might as well give us something while we're waiting in eternity for Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15.
All right, Dragon Quest.
Or some of the other games we'll never see, like Beyond Good and Evil 2 or
I know.
Why? Or Shadow of the Colossus 2.
Why is Beyond Good and Evil not out?
What do you mean Shadow of the Colossus 2? Don't you mean Last Guardian?
3. I'm sorry. Whatever they're calling this, that next
Guardian.
One. In the
Last Guardian.
Quasi-series.
Dunderbuster says, yay, Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest 1 coming out in September with a new localization. Yes!
Do they mean
the weak one though?
Do they mean localization as in like from the original NES version or from the GB Color version?
I don't know. Let's take a listen here. Square Enix released Dragon Quest VIII, the greatest game of all time, and that's its actual subtitle: Dragon Quest VIII, the greatest game of all time, and Dragon Quest IV: Chapters of the Chosen for iOS and Android in the West. Next game scheduled to come out is the Dragon Quest that started the entire series, Dragon Quest 1. I believe that was Dragon Warrior 1, right? I mean, I think
Dragon Warrior. It was Dragon Quest in Asia. But
okay.
When they brought it over here, it was called Transformers.
Because of a copyright dispute.
This is new information that hasn't been pushed out much, but we're going to be releasing an order from Dragon Quest 1 starting sometime in September. We'll be releasing subsequent games like Dragon Quest 2, Dragon Quest 3 every month, maybe every 2 months. Said Noriyoshi Fujimoto, producer of the Dragon Quest mobile series, in an interview with Silicon Era. In terms of pricing, still yet to be determined, because Square Enix are pricks. No, I'm kidding. But because these are classic games, the cost will probably be lower than Dragon Quest VIII and Dragon Quest IV, which are currently...
By lower, they mean like $5.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's better than nothing.
By $5 less than what they're charging for 8.
They'll be like $10 a game then,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, 10 instead of 15. So that's good news.
I know, like, why are they going to start with Dragon Quest 1, though? That's
why
the...
not?
Well, I guess they started with 8, so never mind. But I was just saying, if you're going to start with the first
one, from the beginning.
In Japan, they were all over the place. It's just like, let's do 1, and then let's do 4, and then let's do 2, and whatever.
It worried me if that would be the first one they released instead of Dragon Quest 8, because Dragon Quest 1, I mean, let's be honest, that's the sucky game.
Anyways, the graphical style.
Dragon Quest 1 is not sucky.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with
you,
man.
It's a bland RPG. It's a basic RPG.
So what? That's how.
But my point was, like, if they released that first, new audience would play that and think that's what Dragon Quest is. But that's not what Dragon Quest is.
I'm telling you,
there's an engine. The engine that they're using for this version is based on Dragon Quest VI for the Super Famicom.
Hmm. Look, Breakman. Here's my point. If you want to get people into RPGs, the best way to get them into RPGs is let them play a very cutesy, easy-to-play RPG. What better way to get people into RPGs than letting them play a game like Dragon Quest 1? Honestly. Like, I mean, name me a game, and I guarantee, maybe Final Fantasy 1.
I was going to say Final Fantasy 7 was really popular.
Yeah, it's popular, but
it brought a lot of people into RPGs. It's not a cutesy game. It depends on the audience.
The learning curve for a game like Final Fantasy VII is a lot steeper than it is for Dragon Quest I, right? We're obviously very biased because we're all experienced gamers, right? But think of the beginning gamers, the 6-7-year-olds, like my daughter. What would I rather her play, or what would she rather play? She would rather play something very simplistic like Dragon Quest I. That's all I'm saying. Like, the easier it is to play a game and get into, and the cuter it is, the next generation.
How many people were drawn in by Final Fantasy Mystic Quest, though?
I don't.
If you want to introduce somebody to Dragon Quest, give them 8 or give them 5.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Any of them would be fine.
I think the first one would be is like not how you want to introduce the series.
Let me go through chat.
The first game is what they make fun of in RPGs now.
Yes, it's true. And there's reasons for it. I mean, it's really
well, at least the new localization. At least the new localization won't have faux archaic English.
Moria Mug says DQ sucks. He's exiled. Gripper says I can't watch torture horror. Yeah, I can watch it. I'm a big horror fan, but I just can't play. Like, Manhunt was a perfect example.
MXT, Mori Mug, you'll like MXT until he tells you how there's a Jewish conspiracy.
Of course, he says Jewish conspiracy and everything else, man. Psychonauts is a multi-million seller. Frank is deluded. You're still exiled, Moria. Frank finally went through with his threads of exile because I kept picking on him. Threats, even, he said. That's what I think he meant. All kidding aside, DQ1 has not aged well at all. But see, here's the thing. It doesn't have to age well, all right?
Yes, it does. Kids today have a completely different standard than we do.
This game's for the nostalgia heads, nothing more.
Oh, get out of here. You guys are...
I agree. Exiled. I'm sorry. Dragon Quest One is not a good game.
It is a good game. It's not great.
If it was the first RPG I played, I don't know if I would have really been in RPGs like
we,
I am.
Look, mm-hmm. We are so spoiled at the advanced gamer age that we are, Breakman, that we look back at these games and we're just like, man, these games are terrible.
At least the game's short for kids.
Now, if you want to argue that...
It won't wear out welcome by the time you're done.
By that point, the first Dragon game I played was Dragon Warrior 3.
Yeah.
So when I went back and played the first one back then, I didn't like it back then that much.
Well, that's because
the second one and the third one were so much better.
There's no question.
And then the fourth one came out and was on a whole new level.
Right. Normally, Breakman, normally as you progress in these type of games, the more you play them, the better they get, right? You can talk about the Persona series in that fashion. You can talk about, for better or worse, the Final Fantasy series, although 2 is probably an exception because 2 is probably one of the worst games I've ever played. You know, but other than that, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they progressively are supposedly get better, right?
I mean, but would you agree that Final Fantasy, the original, is a good interpretation of what the Final Fantasy series is?
I would say the same thing about Dragon Quest.
I can't. Like, as far as the enemies are the same, but it's... I don't know.
Moria Mug brings up a good point, and it's something I can't really agree
with. I always had sophisticated tastes because I never played most of those... Barbie games and shit.
Right. Moria Mug says, kid today have far more sophisticated taste than we did at equivalent ages, although I could argue...
Exactly, and they're not going to enjoy Dragon Quest.
Although, I could argue, I don't think Angry Birds is more sophisticated. Like, Angry Birds is a good example. Like, a lot of kids get into that Flappy Bird, Angry Bird, Splashy Fish, all these, you know... Very
what about,
short.
Say, Minecraft? They love Minecraft, and that's all about building and being imaginative.
Right. And my son's a prime example of that. He's 12 years old, and he's fucking Minecraft king. Like, he builds roller coasters and fucking elevators.
Exactly.
And,
they you know. The kids have a new level of sophistication. I think they hate Dragon Quest as much as I do.
Final Fantasy 2. Yeah, it's basically Saga.
Yeah, it sucks. All right, let's move on here, Breakman. Next story, please.
Only Saga is actually a better series than Final Fantasy II is.
coming to us live from Silicon Era, Rise of Mana and Dead Man's Cross coming to PlayStation Vita. Two more Square Enix free-to-play mobile games are getting PlayStation Vita ports. So you're going to have to pay for them on the Vita when they were free-to-play on what, iOS?
Yeah.
Their Tokyo Game Show page notes that Rise of Mana, the latest game in the Mana series, will be available in Vita this winter. Mana. Whatever.
Doesn't say anything about prices, so they might still be free to play.
I believe maybe. They are. I think this is going to be the next evolution of Vita and mobile gaming on those systems, is bringing a lot of free-to-play games to the Vita and 3DS and stuff like that. I think that's where it's headed. So I would not be surprised.
That would be cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's...
So you guys are going to get Final Fantasy, The Brave, and All the Bravest. Yes, there you go.
Oh, no.
All right,
you
Eric.
Guys are excited, right?
No, they'll probably just owners. Keeper instead.
All right, Eric.
They've sworn up and down that all the Bravest will be more of an RPG.
And Arctic Dive, or whatever the fuck that was called.
All right, Eric, next story. Arctic
Dive.
I didn't even read this story. I got through the first sentence.
Yeah, dude, we gotta kind of hurry it up.
Yeah, right. Well, Rise of Mana was designed.
Go ahead, break.
Resident was designed to work with Logitech's iOS controller accessory, so the action RPG should feel right at home with controller, which is great news. The other game, Dead Man's Crossed, a zombie shooting card game with undead Abraham Lincoln, is also scheduled to come to the Vita this winter. Hmm. Yes, I didn't misread that sentence. A zombie shooting card game with undead Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's coming too. And like Eric said, there's no mention of price.
And right. Or localization.
Yes.
All right. Rise of Mana. You in or out, guys?
It's terrible. It's shit.
If it's free to play, I'll give it a try at least.
Yeah. I'm not paying any money for that nonsense.
That's what I almost said, Maria Mug, was Final Fantasy The Brave and the Bold. I don't know why I almost said that.
Batman The Brave and the Bold, huh?
No, that's what it was. You're right. I almost said because
make it ultra-goofy Final Fantasy again. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They've sworn to the next Braves and Bold. They've listened to Braves. Damn it! All the Bravest. All the Bravest. They listened to our complaints, and there will be more RPG elements. I call bullshit.
Yeah, I call bullshit, too.
It's called Record Keeper, isn't it?
All right, Eric, let's go with the next story, dude. We got to get this shit done.
Next story is Harvest Moon teams up with that should probably say Harvest Moon teams up, but I guess it is Harvest Moon, but teams up with a Prolopo Croy for a new 3DS RPG. The Popolocroy manga series was quite popular in Japan during the PS1 and PS2 era, and even had several strategy RPG games similar to Final Fantasy Tactics. In fact, it got I think the PSP release we got in the US is a compilation of the first three games.
Oh. All right.
But since this week's issue of Famitsu reports that it's coming back as part of the collaboration title with Harvest Moon, or rather, Story of Seasons. Anyways, the 3DS game fuses Popolocroy story and Harvest Moon's original Japanese title, Bokujo Monogatari, Farm Story. Hmm. It'll be called Popolocroy Farm Story.
I love it, man. Stumping Eric is hard to do, man. The guy knows his shit when it comes to pronunciation. But so there you go. This is decent news. I think I remember that.
I have it. I just haven't played it yet.
Yeah. So, is it any good? Is it Stealth? Have you played it? Any good?
Well, I know that.
Played that.
I read a lot of positive reviews on RP Gamer, and they're usually pretty strict on their scores.
Look, we got a full slew of people in chat, man. Slagar, Wyland, what's up, gents? Thank you for joining. Wyland says he lost track of time. He was playing Diablo 3. I wish I was playing Diablo 3. All right. I'm going to read the next story, but I got to pull it up here. We did the Popolocroy story. Mine Zero for voting on Steam Greenlight.
Oh, yeah. Update. It got greenlit, so yay.
Oh, okay. It's greenlit.
Story over with.
Story done. Next story.
Oh, wait, no. That was Guruman. That's right. Guruman.
Axis announced today that Mine Zero has hit Steam Greenlight. Dungeon crawling visual novel was released earlier this year on the PS Vita. Did anybody play it?
Although I'm sure this will be greenlit. I was thinking of a different game.
This is only out in Japan, right? It's not out.
No, it came to the US.
Did it? Did anybody pick it up?
I haven't had a chance to play it yet, though.
All right. So there you go. Next.
I don't know why they're calling it a dungeon crawling visual novel. It's an RPG.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, you caught me when I was trying to take a drink of beer, you son of a bitch. I mean, coming to us live from Silicon Era, Kimku.
All of a sudden, Stuttering John has decided to make an appearance on the show.
Kimiko's new mobile RPG will take you 40 hours to finish. Holy shit, I think that's a record for them.
Moria says, Frank, I wish I was playing Diablo 3 instead of talking to you idiots. That's about the size of it, Moria. No,
I'll get a job. Ooh, sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. Don't hurt us. Don't hate us.
I do have a job, son of a bitch. It's the hardest job in the world.
The title revamps touch controls with a much simpler interface that allows players to quickly select their chosen skills or abilities, as well as touch to select which foes they wish to attack. And as many RPGs as they made, I can see the controls have improved over the gaming.
Kenko's one of those companies, and you could speak to this, Breakman, that has steadily improved their style. Yes. There's a lot of companies that when they have initial success, they'll just stick to the formula and not change anything. But I think Kemco's kind of getting it right when it comes to these mobile games, right?
I think so. For the most part. I think they've improved in a lot of ways. Yeah. This also reflects if your skill or spell does an area attack. This doesn't mean that the RPG underlying it is any less meaty, however. With the game featuring crafting and gem socketing, it will also clock in around 40 hours to finish everything up.
So it's like your actual real game instead of just a little snippet.
Well, they were real games. I think they've gotten a little bit longer too.
I played End of Serenity, and by the time I got to the end of the game, it was like in the 8 hour mark.
Eight?
Wow. Yeah. See, a lot of them are short. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying like some of them are a little bit longer. Depends on how you play too.
But
this one's got crafting, so I'm wondering if you're going to have to go hunt certain enemies to get the drop and what the drop rate is and stuff like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, every character you'll eventually recruit, such as a dancer, Aria, or Peora, will also be able to summon a special sacred beast. Ooh. You'll be able to swap party members in and out in between fights and equip the beasts and extra items to enhance their abilities in and out between fights, just like every other RPG.
What was the name of this?
There will also
one?
Be a combination skill to use during battle. For those tired of walking, Crusader Chronicle will also allow travel to different zones via a quick overland map as opposed to having to travel all the way to them. The mobile game features Klein, an apprentice of Sacred Beast Knight Riveru. Yeah, whatever. The world is split into the Holy Land of Illumica? An underground world of Raft. And, well, things happen.
Moria Mug says the game features crafting and gym socks. There you go.
Crusade Chronicle.
There you go. I'm sure Breakman will pick it up.
No U.S. date release, but Kemco puts all their games on iOS.
It'll take about a week too. Mm-hmm. Well, this one's longer, maybe because it's 40 hours. Maybe it'll take it.
Yeah, expect like 3 weeks. By then, they'll have like five more.
By the end of September, there will be three more Kemco games out, including this one.
Dungeon Buster says, "You have successfully crafted incredible gem sock of luminous order +5.
Enemy avoidance +5.
No, Dungeon Buster, you put the sock over your sword, so
it causes poison.
It causes gross out, like in South Park.
What do I gotta do to get the not smelly socks?
I don't know, but you definitely want the smelly sock, right? All right, Stealth, are your links still fucked up, or can you read the next story?
I can't even get into Google now.
All right. Mm. I'll read the next one about Evil Land 2.
Plus, it's more fun if Breakman doesn't.
Evil Land 2 is a full-fledged RPG that depicts the evolution of gaming. Oh.
Just like last time, but this time it's a real RPG.
Shiro Games has announced Evil Land 2, slight case of space-time continuum disorder. That's a great name for a game.
A slight case of space-time continuum disorder.
Yes.
I think it's more than slight. They're exaggerating here, aren't they?
I think that could be a movie title.
That's great. That's a great title, which is a, quote, spiritual successor to its first effort to provide an action adventure through the history of RPGs, specifically the genre's evolution from the 80s to modern day. As with Evil Land, this sequel we'll see its graphic style change from top-down big pixels to isometric 3D spaces as you move through its time-traveling storyline. However, unlike Evil Land, it will give you much more to do and will actually shift between genres, including turn-based tactical combat to platformer to shoot 'em up. It's also a much bigger game and a classic RPG at heart, with a complex scenario based on time travel, dozens of characters with their own backgrounds and ambitions, and vastly different gameplay styles that are linked to the story and the player's actions.
Sounds like everything the first game should have been.
Yeah. Contained plenty of humor and obviously lots of references to gaming culture across the years. So there's a website for it, but it looks interesting. I like the idea. So look forward to that, hopefully in 2015. So again, no date. Eric, let's go to the last story, man.
The last story is actually a chemical RPG that is in English.
Oh.
Anyways, this 3D chemco RPG, Socketing Gems, is serious business. Well, by 3D, they mean a 3D battle system. Because the rest of the game is still 2D, like Wild Arms. But,
The battle systems have vastly improved with these games.
Anyways, Kemco's latest mobile RPG is one of the few which is in full 3D. But that's not what makes Illusion of La Falcia. Final Fantasy 13, maybe. Jeez. Anyways, it says, while it's normal to see running and socketing gems into weapons in Kemco's various RPGs, Illusion keeps the flavor a little closer to Final Fantasy VII's Mashatite, or VI's VII,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you're correct. They are incorrect.
Final Fantasy VII used Materia.
Oh, Materia, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yes. But it's basically the same thing anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
But anyways, characters such as the main character Riser or Kaldina have different rune sizes. Players have to mix match and, most importantly, fit various gems they'll find into these to maximize potential.
It looks cool. Most likely Breakman will play it. I think you're the biggest...
Also, I guess you have to learn the spell before permanently, but you have to keep it on until you learn it. Kind of like Final Fantasy IX and the abilities you could learn from the Magic Stones.
The only thing that I'm not liking about them, I've been looking at like the artwork. The artwork's great, but why does every girl's breast or woman's breast in these games?
Because they don't know how to draw them.
I just don't understand. Like it's just, we talked about this before. I mean, not that I mind, because I'm a guy and I like big boobs and all that shit. You know.
In other words, you're chauvinist.
Yeah, I'm a chauvinist when it comes to that.
He's an honest human being.
Yeah, I'm honest. I'm not a chauvinist by any stretch, but I am honest.
No, I know. I just like making fun of the people that accuse other people of being awful because of certain things they may not like.
Right.
Because they have different standards. But here's the thing. That they expect everybody else to have the same standards.
But I expect these people to at least be, I mean, variant in their editions of.
Yeah, like they're all kinds of breast sizes. Don't discriminate.
Right. They don't all have to be triple D, you know. I mean,
you should see the size of the breasts in Queensblade. That's ridiculous.
I have seen the size of the breasts in Queensblade.
You know, I've made a lot.
Is one comes to mind. One character from that show.
Yeah. I've made a lot of fun of Final Fantasy 13 Lightning. How I say she looks like a teenage boy, but I'm just joking. I think good for
they
video
gave
game
a
to have job different
for
body
Lightning
types.
Returns.
I know. Which I mean. Anything to that? I mean, can they redo her brain? Because she's like one of the least interesting characters I've ever seen in my life, man. All right, but,
I mean, honestly, it's just nice to have like a different body type. And I know I've made a lot of fun of it just because it's, you know, it's not my thing. But it's good to see other like female and male body types in video games.
It goes for men too. Not every man.
I said female and male.
Right.
I said male.
Not every man has to be this hulking, muscular, you know, fucking Greek god.
But they do need gigantic epic crotch like Captain Falcon from Smash Brothers.
Well, that's a given,
right? Which see, I don't hear anybody bitching about cod pieces in video games. Maybe Anita Sarkeesian should start bitching about that. That would break some.
Yeah, she'll do new video series after she's done with the women one.
Right. Gripper says, did Frank do the ice bucket challenge? If you go to the RP Grinders page, you will see that I have, in fact, did do the,
Breakman, you wanted to get into the Facebook.
I know.
Link.
I
gave
it.
You a direct message and you never responded to me.
I'm sorry. I had a weird week. I apologize.
Speaking of, before we get to homie discounts, let me mention this before I forget it.
I don't even need your Facebook profile. I just need your email.
Yeah. Freak Fight Chaos was in the RP Grinders fan page, and he said, I'm still waiting on Breakman's video, LOL, and FU2 Breakman, because I think he told him to fuck off Breakman.
Right.
He did it twice. Each of his kids dumped a bucket on him. He forgot to say, I can't complain about Ohio. I recently found out that it's legal for chicks to go topless in public. Ohio is awesome. To which I think you responded, Breakman. Oh, you did, Eric. Ohio isn't that awesome. There are some pretty shitty anti-women laws that trump that. And he said, sorry, I meant awesome for straight men.
What isn't awesome for straight men? Right. A bunch of laws exist to placate them.
Right. That is actually true. Was Frank a big girl? Are you kidding me, Gripper? Gripper, I've been around since the times of Methuselah, all right? So was
wow,
I
wow, we didn't even have to do it this time. He's still into himself now.
Right.
Nice.
Fuck you, Breakman.
He rode woolly mammoths.
Right. Gripper.
Actually, they would have been before man.
Look, I'm a man's man.
He's doing his own this day in Frank. This is amazing.
Yeah, see? I was around when the Ice Age was here, Gripper. So ask me if I was a girl, really? I mean, come on, man. If I can live through the Ice Age, I can live through some water being dumped on me. By the way, I think it was – who was it? I think my daughter dumped water on me.
You know, maybe. Some scientists said technically we still are in Ice Age.
We are. We're actually in the middle of Ice Age's break, so –
well, I'm just there's some scientists to dispute that, but I agree with the ones that think we still are.
The majority believe that we're in the middle of ice ages. But
every time I see the word Skeletor, I have to refrain from laughing my ass off, just because his voice is so ridiculous.
Yeah, I know it is. I love it though, man.
He-Man.
Yeah, I know it was so bad, but I loved it, man.
I loved He-Man as a kid, but those cartoons are nearly unwatchable.
Oh, they are. They really are. Now, you want to talk about...
However, the remake they did in the 2000s was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. But the old cartoon just really...
I don't know if it was good, because it wasn't really going anywhere.
All right.
Well, it was, if you compare it to what the original was...
Yeah. It's a masterpiece compared to that.
All right, homie discounts. Anybody got any homie discounts this week? No, I take that. No.
Actually, there is one on Android. It's not an RPG, but
there's some stuff on PSN
on the Android marketplace, the Google Play Store. Assassin's Creed Pirates is now free.
Oh, cool!
It used to be like a $5 game, and now they've just dropped off to nothing. So there you go.
Dungeon Buster says Man at Arms was badass.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I think.
Anybody remember the He-Man movie? Masters of the Universe.
He was not awesome in that movie.
Dolph Lundgren? You remember Dolph Lundgren He-Man?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Twitter question. I think we covered the ALS challenge. Breakman and I did it. I donated.
And
I'll
upload my video. Sorry. We'll get that done this week.
Yeah. So you're on the clock, Breakman. At least two of us have to do it, man. Come on, fuck faces. All right, what have you guys been playing? Real quickly, I've been playing Dragon Quest VIII, the greatest game of all time. I don't care what Moria says. You guys, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing mostly Fire Emblem Awakening. Played a little bit of Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth 1, but I'm committed to finishing Fire Emblem. And I played a little bit of Azure Striker Gun Vault, but I think I'll wait till next week before I do a review, because I only played two levels, so I wanted to commentate on something that bothers me about the game's localization.
What is that, Eric?
But I'll just wait until the review.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I want to know how that is. Yeah. We've been drooling about that game for a while.
Yeah. Fire Emblem... Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, because I forget everything. You know that. Was that... PS2 Fire Emblem, the one where if you die...
There's
you...
no... What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on.
It's a Nintendo franchise, dude.
Okay, let... What is the... Is it Ark, then? The one that was on the PS2 that if you died...
Ark the Lad?
if you died, if your character died, like, he couldn't be, that was it for that character?
What?
I can't remember what game it was. It
Permadeath is a mechanic in Fire Emblem, yes, but I don't know okay. what you're talking about.
All right. I remember playing a Fire Emblem, maybe not PS2, obviously, but anyways. All right, let's move on. Break, what have you been playing?
Let me see here. The Plants vs. Zombie a little bit, but I've actually been playing a
couple new... No, Ark the Lad did not have a permadeath system.
I remember Ark the Lad being tough as fuck on the PS1, if I remember correctly.
Ark the Lad 2.
Yeah. No. All right.
It's more like the final boss in the game takes forever to kill, unless you seriously super grind, and even then it might not be enough.
All right, Breakman.
Because I'm pretty sure the game scales you.
Breakman. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Battle Block Theater from the Behemoth, which one of my favorite developers. I love this game. It's a lot of fun. Fucking with people, especially. I'm all about people. But the game I've been playing the most, and I guess I could give kind of a review on it because I've finished it, although I'm going to go back and replay it, and I'll talk about that in a moment, is The Walking Dead Season 2.
Oh, all right.
This, if South Park hadn't come out this year, this would be my game of the year.
I gotta play that soon too, so I can actually do a review for Dead Men Walking Talking.
The storytelling in this one is actually even better than it was in the original, and I think it was kind of a misstep. The 400 Days, I didn't like how they did that game.
I didn't play 400 Days, but I played the first.
400 season. Days was just a series of short vignettes that weren't long enough for you to appreciate any of the characters in them.
Exactly,
it's not like they showed up in the second season unless they're planning on putting him in the third.
Hmm. Well, that's one thing that I'm kind of curious about. I've gone back since I've finished season two. I've gone back to the first one to try and kind of see if there's anything I could do to change some of the things of the second game. I'm going to play through 400 Days again, too. I didn't like how they speed up 400 Days. Like, for example, in one scene, your group catches this guy trying to steal from you, and you get to choose whether he lives or dies. After you choose that, it fast-forwarded to, like, a day or two later, and if you chose to kill him, certain people will still be alive and stuff like that. So you were just talking to people 1 second ago who could now be dead, and it's just really weird.
Kind of jarring. Well, but that's not necessarily a bad thing in that series, Break, you know?
It's like, I think it was a misstep, especially how good the first one was with storytelling, and the second one, it's gotten even tighter. In the second one, you play the little girl from the first game. Hmm. Who is 11 years old or maybe 12. She's on the cusp of puberty. So I'm kind of hoping the sequel is, you know, her going through puberty. But that's just sucking every way, I imagine. Having puberty, having to deal with, like, raging hormones and zombies.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
In her, especially, like, as a girl, you know, have your period, that'd probably attract them.
You know what? That was a discussion that we had on Dead Men Talking at one point, and it was a serious discussion. So that's not a bad point to bring up. Like, we were talking about if you have have women in your group of survivors, like, how hard it would be, like, during that time of the month to survive. Because
I can't imagine. It's never discussed, like, on the shows or the comics. But, if you were dealing with cannibals that are basically just going by your scent or sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be attracted to blood, especially fresh blood.
Well, but that begs the question: do zombies smell blood? You know, that's the whole thing.
Are zombies dog or vampire?
All right. Well, so what are you giving?
But this game is basically a choose your own adventure type game.
Yeah.
If you read the Choose Your Own Adventure books as a kid, it's really what this game kind of is. There's not as much gameplay in it as there is story. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of listening to other people and then reacting to what they say. And there are some gameplay scenes, but most of it is just the story. And the story is so well told in this game. And it leads up to – it's told over 5 chapters. Each chapter is about an hour to maybe 2 hours, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. I think they're all about an hour. So 5 chapters with a really good story. The last 5, I think about 5-10 minutes –
I think episode 3 of the first season was like 2 hours long. Just because there's lots of story in that part.
Yeah, there are some like story sequences which I think make it a little bit longer, but there's not as much. In the first game, you have to go around and talk to everybody type scenes and go see what everybody's thinking. There's a lot less of that in this one. But the story in this one, leading up to the last 5-10 minutes of the game, is some of the best story play I've ever seen in a video game. Wow. It's really well done. I absolutely love it. I say 9.5 is what this game gets.
Wow, almost a perfect score. That's awesome. It's great.
It's a fantastic game.
I need to get the 400 days or whatever that is, and I also need to get the second season. I really do. I love those games. Is there anybody better right
now? Speaking of zombie games.
Right now, just thinking about this game, the story in this game compared to the TV show and the comic book.
Uh-huh. Better.
Yeah.
It's better. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
This game was better written, and it's...
Speaking of zombie games, Dead Rising 3 came up on PC today, and it apparently doesn't play very well. So it's not optimized. Yay, thanks, Capcom.
Do you think Michael Jackson looks like his zombie yet, Gripper says? Probably, man. All right, so I've been playing more DQ8. Breakman, you went through yours. Eric, Stealth, what have you been playing? Stealth, did we do Stealth?
I've been playing Zillia 2 and Layton...
Yeah, you did say you were going to try to get through both of those this weekend, right?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I need to find a good time to pick up Zillia 2.
Might have a hard time to get through Zillia 2, man.
What, you got Zillia 2?
He has it. Not me. I don't have it.
Well, why do you say you have a hard time?
I said you might have a hard time, meaning Stealth, like over the weekend. But... I know I would. Like, I'm a huge grinder. I don't fuck around when it comes to that.
You don't really need to grind Tails games, though.
I guess not. All right. Let's go with Stinkos of the Week. We're going to go with... we'll go with Breakman first this time. Any Stinkos, Break?
Well, we talked a little earlier about censorship.
Yes.
Have you heard the commercial about neutering your pets?
No.
Specifically the one about a cat who's the neutered cat?
No, I have not.
You haven't seen this one. You should look up the neutered cat. I can't remember what his name is or something, but it's a really corny thing, but it's just telling you to promote spading, neutering, and...
That sounds wrong. you're mutilating them. It's like, no, why? Aren't there better ways to like prevent them from having babies and stuff?
Cat? It's the best thing to do, especially for dogs. Yeah. It's been proven that dogs are more aggressive if they're not fixed.
Are you talking
90% of a dog attacks are by dogs that aren't fixed.
Are you talking about Scooter, the neutered cat?
Yes, that's...
Okay. Let me play it.
Well, my complaint is that we're talking about censorship. Recently, I've been hearing neutered censored.
What?
Yes.
Why? Why is neutered censored?
Yes.
All right.
Like here, where specifically?
They're censoring the word neuter.
On everywhere? TV?
Yeah, in the commercial.
All right, here's the official Scooter the Neutered Cat commercial.
Scooter the fuck cat, right?
Yeah, I've heard it uncensored, but I've heard it on some channels being, Hips, tacticals, no testicles. That's right. He lost his pair of balls. Other cats, they make baby. But then there's no yes or maybe. Who's your daddy? Not me. No,
it's not me. Okay. So they breed like rabbits. Give them
$10. I like that commercial. That's really great.
Yeah, but you really do need to spade or neuter your pet. Like, it sounds cruel.
It is, but cruel, it is for the, there's like nothing you can do.
They right? Cats have been shown to live longer when they're spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
Like I said, dogs have been shown to be more aggressive, and that comes from the pit bulls. I can't remember.
I mean, until they find some kind of miracle drug that can alter their hormones.
Yeah.
Teach them safe sex, Gripper. I don't know if that's in, that. That could be true.
Carcinogenic.
No, and Moria Mug says neutering is proven to improve the lifespan of any animal.
Yes. I think that's true.
And Moria said that hormones are carcinogenic.
Look, as much as I like you, Moria, I'd have to look at the scientific studies about that. Like,
I've looked at a lot of studies about that. I'm not saying vets.
I'm not saying I don't trust that.
Taking my pets to the vet and talk to them.
Right. I trust vets, and every vet that I've talked to has said that, so I would trust their judgment. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the funny thing about science. Like, I'm not an expert at any specific thing, right? Although I do kind of consider myself an expert at RPGs because of how old I am and how long
I've
been
playing. Even though you haven't played a lot of them lately.
Invented RPGs, but back then it was actually picking up swords and shields and going in the real caves. Right?
Frank's off, the one that gave the suggestion to the D&D guy.
I invented RPGs, right? Gary Gygax and I go back, way back, right?
Yeah, you remember when he was born.
Right, so, you know, don't eat the yellow snow. So there you
Ew.
Go.
Gross.
That was Gripper's contribution. Don't eat yellow snow. All right, Stealth, your stinko of the week. Any stinkos?
I don't have a stinko, but I got a Sweeto. So. All
right, well, let's hold off till Sweetos, man.
Whoa.
Hold on.
You're just gonna gloss over that?
What?
Stealth has a Sweeto.
I know, that's cool.
You should applaud or something.
Back when Frank was young, he took part in RPG that became known as the Old Testament. Yes, MXT. I was there.
Right?
All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
I don't have a stinko.
All right, my stinko, and I'm not going to get into it because it's our free-for-all and we'll kind of end the show, is Dan Snyder, who is the owner of the Washington Redskins. And the reason that he is my stinko is because he is one of the biggest assholes I've ever seen interviewed about.
Hey, why
anything.
Hasn't Moria called us? Is it noisy over there?
I don't know. The phone lines are open, Moria, if you want to chime on in. We also have a phone line, 720-808-0260. So if you're listening to it, to this on archive, you can leave us a message on that number as well. So I'm not going to get into it now, but I hate his stance on things. So let's move on to Sweetos. Eric, your Sweeto?
Oh, he hasn't called because he wasn't. No, you don't need to be invited, dude.
Dude, anybody can call in, Moria. Phone lines are open.
We didn't invite you last week. I don't think
anyone actually, he did ask Frank.
Yeah,
no,
he
asked us.
Right. Which is fine.
Which is fine.
I don't mind.
He said, all right, that's cool. But none of us invited him. I'm just saying.
Drop on in, Moria, if you want to call in. All right.
I get what he's saying, Moria.
Eric.
Says that we're the reason that domesticated animals exist the way they do, so we kind of have to take care of that.
Right. Well, yeah. All right. Eric.
I just wish there was a better way, that's all.
Sweetos, Eric, please. Mm-hmm. We need to get through this.
Sweetos. I got a Sweeto from Joystick about Sony having a Metal Slime PlayStation 4.
This is the
greatest
thing.
Well, this technically is the liquid metal slime, but whatever.
Yeah, it's the greatest
thing. Although it does have metal slime on there.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
They're doing this to promote their Dragon Quest Heroes game. So I guess when that comes out, you'll be able to get this.
I hope it comes out over here, man. This thing is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I love it.
Nah, they won't do that.
Probably not, but it's still great.
But anyways... the liquid metal slime that's a part of the set is actually a USB dongle that does nothing but look cool.
Yeah, that's fine. It looks fine to me. I think it's cool.
And then it's got a picture of a slime on it, on the front, and on the right left side of the top of the PS4.
Yeah, and the controller as well has a little
slime
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it's all silver.
Looks cool. I dig it. Really cool. I wish it would come out here. I know it's not.
You know it's not? Because slimes, right?
Right. Breakman, your Sweeto.
I've actually got two of them. And we sort of kind of spoiled it, my Sweeto, when you started the show. Because one of my Sweetos goes to it's football season. Fucking finally.
Yeah,
love football. You know what I mean?
MXC wants to know when the next marathon is, Frank.
You know what? I have plans for another marathon, MXT, and it's going to be – I heard people bitching about my 26-hour marathon. That's going to be up to more than 36 hours next time I do it. And I'm going to beat the actual fucking record so nobody can bitch and complain and whine that I didn't beat any record of note. So fuck off to all those people. It's gonna be broken. I will break the actual fucking – I could have did it last time, to be honest. I had 10 hours to go.
Freak 5 Chaos is in the chat.
Welcome, Freak 5 Chaos, to the chat, to the madness. The phone lines are open, 720-808-0260, and RP Grinders on Skype, if you have Skype. So, MXT is asking me who bitched. You can guess who bitched. And
you can just look on Twitter.
Them. Yeah, fuck them, motherfuckers.
So, if you want to know, you just have to rewind.
Hey,
Frankie, see that guy that I think he thinks?
There's that guy and others. I caught so much shit for that.
That shall not be mentioned.
Yeah, don't say his name, Eric. I will hang up on you. But there's other people as well that bitched about it, and I don't understand it. I did 26 fucking hours,
and you
straight.
Never said you were trying to break a record ever.
That should give people a clue. People still don't know what I'm talking about.
Fuck.
You said you were going to break a Wicked Radio Network record. You never said you were going to break – you never said you were going for a Guinness World Record ever.
You know, it was funny. People were trolling me on – speaking of that, Breakman, they trolled me. They were like, oh, look at this. This is the Guinness Book of World Records is 36 hours. And let me tell you something. I could have fucking did it, all right? I was kind of tired that morning, but I'm telling you. If I had one more person to stay with me and kind of talk me through a few things, I could have easily fucking beat the actual
world record. Were you sober the entire time?
Yes, I was sober.
Because I imagine if you took weed, you would probably get sleepy.
Yeah, I didn't partake that evening. But Gripper says it was epic, great achievement. I appreciate that, Gripper. All right, here's Moria. Moria's in. Hey, Moria. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
So I'm just on a rant now.
Yeah. You completely sideswiped my Sweeto and just ran away. Like,
I know. It's like you were always like, he finally has a Sweeto.
Somebody asked me about it, so I had to tell him. You know, fuck it. I'm tired.
Run all over him.
I'm tired of doing things like drawing in. You know how much interest was drawn to Wicked Radio Network by my 26-hour marathon? Like, I think we at least gained 20% fans because of that. And that was clear across the board. So when I do things like that, it's for a fucking reason, right? And I'm telling you, I could have easily have beaten that 36 hours. And next time I do it, I'm going to beat that fucking record. And then that's going to be the biggest FU to everybody that was hating on me. It's showing me pictures of the Guinness Book of World Records and saying, that's not a record. Here's the record. Pointing me. I can't tell you the number of tweets that I got.
36 hours isn't that long.
When you're talking straight, yes, it's that long.
If you're talking by yourself?
No. Well, there were short stints.
Sometimes.
Short stints where I talk by myself, but
yeah,
even
if you're talking by yourself, yeah, I mean that's a really friggin' long time, but I mean it's doable,
right?
I mean you mostly have to have stuff on hand to make sure your voice doesn't go out.
Well,
no,
look,
not
here's
just
the
water,
thing.
But you need like something to actually soothe your throat.
Yeah, here's the thing. I talked for 26 hours straight. By the end of it, I was pretty dead tired, right? I think I had enough material to go at least 10 hours, but I was tired and I didn't have anybody else to help me through. I didn't have another person to converse with. So that was the problem. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be better prepared next time and I will fucking beat that record. Mark my words. You heard it here first on RP Grinders. The next time that I do a marathon, it's going to be for at least 37 hours and I'm going to actually beat that fucking record.
Yeah, right? Speaking of marathons, I'm going to start up my Extra Life page again. Hopefully more people will donate this time.
I hope so.
If you do another marathon, I mean, if you need help, let me know when you're going to do it, and I'll be glad to pop in for a while.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I'm going to need a lot of help next time. I'm going to plan it a little bit better. I have to give Sarah a lot of credit because she was the last one standing. She was there for the longest, man. She until 6 in the morning, I think it was. She lasted.
Although, for my extra life thing, I might need some suggestions of what I should play.
Yeah.
Anything in particular? I mean,
Battletoads.
Battletoads.
Battletoads versus Double Dragon. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that one is least beatable.
Yeah. Rakeman, I'm sorry to interrupt your.
No, there's a time element going on here. I think we should just move on from me.
All right.
Football's back.
Yeah, I'm going to record tomorrow at MXT. I'm going to do that game.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do that Jesus game.
Right. Mine is also the start of the NFL season, Breakman. Thank you for stealing my shit, motherfucker.
Welcome.
Stealth, your sweeto.
Football season.
Three in a row.
Nice.
And the chance to beat Frank again.
Oh, dude, keep on dreaming. Keep on dreaming, man. But here's the problem with that I have with the Broncos and Patriots playing every year. Stealth. When is it ever going to be in Denver? When, if ever?
Oh, you mean when they? I think it's. I don't know how they decide that.
It's weird. Like I can never remember the last time we played in fucking Denver, the Patriots. You know, other than the playoff.
It might have been 3 years ago.
Well, I remember us beating you guys in the playoffs here in Denver pretty handily.
Yeah, but then you guys got embarrassed by Seattle.
So what? Why do you keep – okay, we embarrassed you. Seattle embarrassed us.
Yeah,
so what does that make you?
The Super Bowl.
So what?
Dude, you were embarrassed in front of millions and millions of people.
It doesn't matter. It's a new season, right? New season.
It's true. It's a new
Look,
season.
The Broncos were humiliated like 3 years in a row with Super Bowls, or 3 out of 4 years, and then they went to won 2 in a row. I never bring that shit up, right? I never say, oh, we won 2 in a row. This is a new season. So when we kick your ass again, Stealth, you will say again that I'm the greatest human being ever. I wish
I don't think so.
You mean he said that?
He's saying it about me this
time.
I don't think anybody's
ever said that before.
Oh, like, Stealth has. Stealth has, for sure.
Yeah, begrudgingly.
You said it very happily. I have the clip somewhere. I'll find it.
I'm going to say that. If that's him happy, I'd really
hate it. Hey, happy or not, he just told the truth, right? All right. What do we got here? Moria, what is your sweeto of the week? We'll give you a quick sweeto.
I've had an extremely horrible day and night, so I don't really have one.
Oh, okay. Now, the masturbation not going so well, huh?
It didn't help me sleep, let's put it that way.
All right. We did that. Okay, quick question, guys. This is Grindr Talk.
I didn't do my sweeto.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip you, Eric? I thought
no,
you said
I did.
You didn't have
I forgot.
Yeah, you did.
We went on a tangent, and I forgot I did it.
Right. So, all right, here we go. Here's the question, Grindr Talk. Will traditional turn-based RPGs ever cease to exist? I'll start with you, Stealth.
No. Okay. Well, I remember these articles coming out like 10 years ago. They were done.
Yeah. Now,
Oblivion came out, and it was like the greatest thing. And, like, every other JRPG was terrible, and they were done.
Right. But it just begs the question, I'm talking just traditional turn-based RPGs, Final Fantasy, let's say, 6.
Pick your action from a menu, you know, see it play out,
right.
Wait to, yeah.
Right.
I think companies like Zivoid Games are still doing stuff like that. But as far as like AAA industry, I'm thinking, yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of seeing it phased out because even the stuff that is, you know, kind of heavy on that kind of style, it tends to have more of an action focus. Like you look at like Square with Lightning Returns.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even really an RPG if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean it's an RPG with a very action oriented combat system.
Yeah.
Which is not an inherently bad thing. It's just it happens to be Final Fantasy 13, which bleh.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that actually, Moria. I don't think you're going to see.
It's the only guy here to say it. Just saying.
With Final Fantasy 13, I don't want to get too far off track, but like the problem I had with it was largely the writing. And like you had some characters who was like, okay, they're kind of interesting, but I shouldn't have to go back and read summaries of stuff that happened off screen context for what's happening. That's
or stuff that didn't even happen on screen.
Yeah, I mean that is horrible writing.
Blame Toriyama for not being a good writer.
I think my problem with it mostly is there's
I think
no
the problem with most JRPGs is they don't have actual writers. They just have the developers try to do the best they can.
Well, I mean, if you have somewhere like if have you guys played Trails in the Sky?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, have you, Frank?
I have. I've dabbled.
Never
in
beat it,
it
though.
I never beat it.
It takes a little while to get going. Mm-hmm. Not like Final Fantasy 13 does. It's like. I mean, because you know the story of like how that game, how what happened with that. Like it was, you know, originally it was so huge that they had to split it into two games.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like the game, you know, the first game ends on a massive cliffhanger, and you know, and you just kind of, you know, leaving you wondering like, okay, well, what happens now? And then, but I mean, I haven't played the second one, but I'm told it's like, you know, it's something like twice as big.
It's almost as if it's like a Golden Sun 2 situation where they're both technically the same game.
Yeah, well, like didn't Golden Sun 2 like didn't it pick up like literally right where the first one left off?
Yeah, you play as the opposing team.
See, I like
rather the other team because they're not on opposition; they're just opposite sides.
Getting back to the question, I don't think that that. Traditional turn-based RPGs are going to go anywhere as long as there's an indie scene. But I do agree that AAA gaming, it's a little too... Given how high-profile gaming has become lately and the broader audience that it's getting, I think that the traditional turn-based or even just you know ATB type stuff is getting a little too esoteric for the average gamer's... tastes.
Yeah. No question.
I would say attention span. But
that too. But I mean it's not even that. I mean like if you look at something like I mean was Lightning Returns successful at all?
It didn't do as much as they were expecting, but it did well enough.
I mean I just don't
No game ever does what
Square
thing. Expects.
Well, no.
But I think Square was expecting
now.
13 level sales and they didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's a sequel to a game that was, you know, I'll say it was divisive.
Yes, Final Fantasy 13.
Sequel to a
divisive.
Sequel, by the way.
a sequel to a sequel to a game that was really divisive and wasn't all that well received either.
Yeah. I'm just playing a little bit of...
It's not practical to expect it to do, like, blockbuster numbers, even though you're, you know, you may be pouring... I don't believe they poured blockbuster money into it.
That's why I said convinced that Dragon Quest will never sell in the U.S.
Because
the money they want for Dragon Quest, they aren't going to get, and they're not interested in doing it because of that.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of sucks. I mean, I'm not a fan of the series, but, you know, for the people that are fans, you know, I'd like for them to be able to play it. I mean, hell, that's the whole reason I started translating East games. I was like, you know, this series is awesome. I want more people to, you know, to share in my passion for
it. But see, that's not the...
That's what kind of makes me mad about the Trails situations. Like, they're so ridiculously long, and to keep making them, I'm worried that we won't catch up, but that they'll just milk it until it just becomes garbage.
Yeah, I mean, and there are some people who are concerned about that now. I mean, I've noticed that there's a little bit of grousing about, you know, the direction the series has taken. Although, to be fair, at least
they made a new East game to take a break from that for a change.
Yeah. Well, not just that. I mean, but like the last two Kiseki, you know, Trails games, they've been full 3D. You know, it's like kind of like they're finally stepping into 1997. You know, it's like it's kind of hard to, you know, it's. Being a fan of Falcom, you know, it kind of pains me to say that, but I mean, they are a very small developer. They're not quite indie, but they're really close.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they have more than like 50 employees, maybe 100 at tops.
Yeah. I don't think they'll ever go away, to get back to our question. I think that there's always going to be a place for traditional turn-based RPGs. I mean, there's always the old-school gamers, right? And the old-school gamers, like us, that are, you know, up there in age. Breakman's, what, 45? I'm a little bit older. What are you? I'm just kidding, Breakman. I know you're young.
I'm 40. So, I mean, I've been around for, you know, pretty much the entire lifespan of the computer RPG. What wouldn't surprise me to see happen is in the next 5 to 10 years, you start seeing a renaissance, kind of like we're seeing nowadays with the old school platformers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, there is kind of a renaissance there. And I think it's, it's definitely worth, if you're a new fan to the genre, if you're listening to this, I mean, I can't imagine anybody that's listening to RP Grinders that's not an old school, you know, traditional turn-based fan. They wouldn't be listening to us if they would be, you know, they wouldn't be listening to us.
There's always Kemco.
Yeah. So,
sorry to get off track, but just Kemco reminds me. Have you guys tried the new Shadowgate remake?
No,
I have not.
I've heard a friend of mine, Gideon G, who does the Aeon Genesis stuff. You know, he's got it. He said it's good. It's Shadowgate. I'm like, well, that's really, you know, and that's kind of really all I need to know about it. I was just curious if any of you guys had tried it.
Did they make it like an RPG, kind of like Shadowgate 64 was?
No, from what I understand, it's basically classic Shadowgate with, you know, with much improved music, although you can select the old Nintendo tunes, which is awesome. Mm.
It was originally a PC game, though.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, it was actually originally a Macintosh game. But despite that, it's the NES version that people tend to most readily identify.
Deja Vu and Uninvited.
There are a lot of games back in those days that came out on something else, but most people like associated.
Like Maniac Mansion.
Yes, I love that game, by the way.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that too. But they added some, you know, they changed a few things here. Like, not all the solutions are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they've added more rooms.
Yeah.
Do they have any plans on putting that on consoles?
You know,
I have no idea.
You know what's funny, guys?
I wonder if my laptop could run it.
You know what's funny, guys?
Well, I would think so. I mean, it's all 2D. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. We're talking about, will turn-based RPGs ever cease to exist, right? And to me, it's a stupid question, right? I don't believe they'll ever not exist, right? If anything,
I don't think any genre is really going to just vanish entirely.
But here's why I say that.
And we've seen it before, where genres will go away and then come back.
Yeah, I mean, like rhythm games.
I remember when X went away and then came back.
Sorry, we're cutting Frank off. Sorry,
that's right. Here's how I feel about it.
We're cutting Frank off.
Fucking break him! I exile you all. Here's the thing, right? I honestly believe even if we don't, let's say the games were to go away, traditional turn-based games are cease to exist, right? We're still going to see the influence it has on every other genre, up to and including games like Call of Duty, right? Mm-hmm. That there's no question about that. So
I don't think you're really seeing so much influence from the turn-based aspect of it, but like the stuff like the inventory and like the leveling and that kind of thing.
Right.
Those are very much, you know.
It's the same thing, though. It's the same premise. You're still doing turn-based actions, right? Even though it's real-time, you're still doing turn-based actions. Like, you get there, you shoot, somebody shoots back, et cetera, even though it's in kind of a real-time aspect. It's like an action RPG. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's closer to ATB realistically, because I mean, like, you know, if you think about it, ATB is, you know, is real time on a really drawn out scale. It's like, you know, if you have to reload a weapon, you've effectively reset your ATB bar until you can finish getting it reloaded and sight it again. You know, then you can take another action.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's possibly the nerdiest thing I've ever said in my entire life. But I'm only 40.
It's so Gears of War is an RPG series.
Well, it's not. I wouldn't say that. but I mean, it's you know, I think ATB is probably is. I still really like the ATB setup. I'm not a huge fan of pure turn based, but I get it. Yeah,
you're exiled, Moria. You like more of
Grandia the Grandia is kind of like a mix between the two.
Yeah. Never played any of those.
I don't mind the action RPGs. Like obviously, this is RPG Grinders, right? I mean, the name implies grinding. That's when I originally started this show, it was all about grinding, right? I mean, and it's true to me to this day. I'm not such a traditionalist that I can't enjoy other things as well, but it just happens to be my favorite because I have enough time to do what I think I want. I as I age, and I am aging, my reflexes just aren't there. I can't play all of the action type games I used to play effectively, right?
Dude, I mean, okay. How old are you?
I'm not going to – He's
like 37.
Right. No.
I'm being generous too. He's like probably closer to your age.
Yeah, I was like, I'm 40 and I can still beat the shit out of Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2.
Well, see, you're in a different class than I am. People age differently, right?
At a job of mine, I used to know a guy who could beat Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2 on, you know, on Master Ninja mode without dying. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. My daughter's having a hissy fit here. That's why I'm kind of distracted. But no, here's the thing, and you will find out, Moria. There will be a time when you have the same issues. You know, so the time for me is now. Like I can't see myself playing all these like Ninja Gaidens and all that type of shit. They're fun.
Bayonetta, you have room for that?
I do. That's a game that I'm definitely
actually
get.
There's. It kind of, I think it largely depends on what you're most familiar with, because what's interesting is that things that you've learned, like as in your childhood, like the things that you've really kind of fixated on, like physical stuff, like muscle memory, that kind of thing, reflexes for that will stay with you far longer. Like there was this thing I saw about how you have this old man who played pinball all day, you know, like as a little kid, and he can still play the hell out of some pinball at like 87. But it's like if you put him in front of a video game, which ostensibly requires the same kind of reflexes, he just can't pick it up. Like his brain is literally not capable of making the connections necessary for him to learn this skill.
But the
stuff that you already know stays with you.
I mean, back in the day, I could play Mario like a motherfucker, right? I mean, everybody could play Mario like a motherfucker. It's easy to play, easy to pick up, et cetera, right? I tried playing Mario, like the Super Mario Brothers, the original Super Mario Brothers the other day on my son's...
He died of the Goomba.
I did! I couldn't believe it. Eric, the first Goomba. Yep, the first Goomba, I ran right into it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I know this game left and right. I could tell you every fuck... And I fucking died on the first goddamn Goomba. I was like, what? What is going on?
Be your biggest Frank fail ever.
I don't know if that's so much a problem of aging as a problem of encroaching dementia.
Oh, get out of here, Moria. You fucking exiled son of a bitch.
I think it's that because he's Frank.
I hate you guys. I really do. Look, we need to move on to our free-for-all, and it's something that I alluded to in my stink of the week. It's okay. Football season just started yesterday. I love football. Stealth is a big football fan, even though his team sucks. No, I actually like the Patriots, to be honest. Breakman's a big football fan. Eric, not so much. And Maury, I'm guessing you're not as much either. But
I have nothing but contempt for organized sports.
Well, I mean, that's a shame because it's actually a fun
thing. You must hate the Blitzball League.
I don't know if you've ever seen the meme of like you have a bunch of sports fans, you know, all like, rah, 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 you know, just all worked up and excited. I said, imagine if people got this excited over things that actually matter. That kind of sums up my thoughts on sports.
But sports do matter. That's the thing. That's where you get things wrong, Moria. Sports are a super important part of American culture. There's no denying it. It's a good. I mean, if anything, all right, the subject I'm going to approach today is all about race, right? But name me something else that brings as many people together, regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, en masse, as the NFL does here in the United States. I deplore you to do that. I mean, I know soccer worldwide is kind of the same thing. Sports in general.
There's a lot of racism in soccer.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, here
well,
in this country.
Well, the thing is, you kind of stacked the deck there. You say that, you know, name something and don't include race, religion, sexuality, whatever.
No.
You know,
I'm saying,
I was going to say religion.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You can be a black person, a white person, a Native American person in this, and there will be fans of the NFL, right? And that's something that draws people together. When you go to a stadium, right, you see all races, creeds, religion, whatever, gay,
and
straight.
And you know what? And I hate to say this, but that's kind of what bothers me about this, about the first openly gay player in the NFL, is that why does it matter?
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't. But it
didn't matter before. Like, there was no talk of, like, sexuality in any way because sports aren't about that.
Look, I'm gonna take this in a different direction, Break. Let's keep...
I'm saying it's good. Hold on. I don't want to say that it's bad that there is a gay player in the NFL. There are a lot of gay players in the NFL.
Right.
Just, it's not about that. You're playing a game.
Here's the thing. Let's keep the Michael Sam
discussion. It's not about sex, is what I'm saying.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with being out and open.
Right.
Now I sound like a homophobe.
It's pretty important, and we'll talk about that next week, Break, because I think that's a super important subject. RP Grinders over the years has championed gays and lesbians and all, you know, the LGBT
community. And I think
community.
I've done it, like, with the bullhorn, right?
Right. We
I've
all
never
have.
Sounded like homophobic. I don't want to sound homophobic.
Okay.
No, you don't.
It's a complete.
No, you don't sound homophobic.
It's a complete different discussion from what I want to have here, right? My discussion that I want to have, and we don't have a lot of time to do it, but I want to talk about it, is the Redskins name, right? I caught a whirlwind of shit on Twitter when I tweeted out this. I'll tell you my tweet in just a second here. I'll have to pull up my Twitter account if you guys will indulge me for just a second. I tweeted out, this is all I tweeted out, right? Because I got to thinking about the Redskins name. It pissed me off, right? It pisses me off that we, in the United States, how far we've come with civil rights and all this, we have an actual NFL team, the most important, most popular sport in the United States. We actually have a racist team name in the Washington Redskins, right? So yeah. I tweeted out, right? Let's see, where is it at? Would anyone?
I'd say Indians and the Braves are also kind of problematic.
Okay, yeah. I agree, but I'm just talking NFL here, Redskins, right? Would anyone accept?
Well, I don't know. If you say the Indians is racist, then wouldn't the Cowboys be racist?
No. Why would the
Cowboys?
No, Cowboy
was a profession.
Yes.
Right.
Well, so, no, but like Cowboys
bounty
and
hunters and outlaws.
Thing,
let me
what
ask,
you're associating it with.
Let me ask
well,
you.
I don't see that, but anyway, continue.
Let me ask you this question, guys: would anyone accept a team name of white skins, black skins, or brown skins? Brown skins. Yeah. Would anybody accept that as an acceptable form of a team name? Honestly.
So you should say anybody but Break, man, because I would think that was fucking awesome.
No, but you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, the thing is that I get what you're
well,
saying.
Well, there's a
the
White Sox, but
– you know,
no, that's different.
Skin, you
know, that was
Redskin is used as a slur.
So why wouldn't white skin be a slur?
Well, no, I'm agreeing with you, Frank.
Right.
Redskins could be a slur.
That renamed themselves the Fighting Whites.
Yeah, I mean –
right.
In protest to this.
Fighting Irish is kind of, yeah, as
that's
well.
Treading lightly there, too. But that, nobody would suggest that for a big-time professional sports team. If you were to tell me that
it's like you're not going to see the New York niggers. You know, it's like this. But
right.
It's the thing. And yes, that's extreme, but it's the same principle.
No, it's the same thing. And you know what? Somebody pointed out to me. I'm going to give them a shout-out. Get
yeah,
out the
called,
room.
They're called the Knicks, aren't they?
Yeah,
New York
Knicks. Basketball team.
But that's what I'm saying. Like and it – I put it this way because it broadens the conversation to, I hate to say it, Caucasian people. Because if I were to say, would anybody call their name their team the Spicks or the Wetbacks or the Gooks or anything like that, everybody would just automatically just blow me off, right? So I made it a little bit more mild, right, to kind of encompass, you know, a more – a better way of saying it, and of course, you know, the guys over at Get Out the Room Day, which if you haven't listened to that podcast, it's awesome. It's called Get Out the Room. It's on Wicked Radio Network. Go check it out. But anyways, he pointed out just
Cooper wants to know if the foreskins are okay.
foreskins are
the best comment I saw about the whole Redskin thing. It's like, keep the name.
Yeah.
Change the mascot to a potato.
Right.
I made the suggestion and they all like made fun of me, which probably deservedly so. Like, why not keep the name but make it something else? If the name is that important.
Potato.
No,
the problem is you're talking about the people who are traditionalists. And my stance is that tradition is not a good reason to do anything.
Right. Yes, that's a great point, Moria. Here's the thing. And Daniel Snyder is one of the all-time pieces of shit on the planet, right? He goes on ESPN, and they asked him about the name. He's the owner of the Washington Redskins, and he says it's a term of honor and respect, right? No. If you actually look at the fucking history of the name Redskins, you would be horrified, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a people that, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen if you ever watched Chris Rock's comedies.
Yeah,
like stand-up stuff.
Yeah,
but he's talked about this, and and kind of getting on black people's cases for talking about how oppressed they are. It's like, yeah, a lot of shit's happened, but mm-hmm. you know who's had it a lot worse? Native Americans. How often do you see a Native American family at a Red Lobster or something? Mm. Now, right. It's like, and it's a good point. I mean, yes, the blacks were enslaved. Native Americans were systematically slaughtered.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's
and they were given quote unquote quality land to live on.
Yeah,
MXT.
But don't forget the Canadian First Nation people too.
Right. MXT says
the thing is Aboriginal peoples, no matter where they were, have been screwed over. It happened with the Ainu. It happened with the Aborigines in Australia, and it happened with the Maori. And
MXT brought up the point I'm trying to get at here. He says, I don't think anybody was bothered by the Redskins name until a small number started bitching. That's the entire point, MXT. All right,
it just went over for so long.
I don't even think it's so much that only that no one was really bothered. It's just, probably a lot of people were bothered, but no one had no one had the what it took to speak up, and it's like,
well,
when
I know there are some Native Americans that do support.
It's kind of
the
like Texas doing games. They take, that's a new thing because
they take it as like a thing balls. Of pride, but they have to think too. On a global scale, do you want our country represented, as Frank was saying, as the biggest sport in America with a racist name?
And there's no question that
– egregious, but they have a fucking mascot that's a joke.
There's no question that the Redskins name is fucking racist. And anybody – I mean anybody – anybody that tells me that the actual name Redskin is not fucking racist, go do your homework. Go look it up, right?
Dude, I'm not saying – that's not what I was saying.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying like if anybody tells me that it's not fucking racist, it's full of fucking shit.
He's venting.
Right?
Yeah.
No, okay. Sorry. It sounded like you were yelling at me.
No, I'm not yelling at you, Brett.
No, he's just venting.
You'll know when I yell at you, man. I very rarely –
he'll tell you you're exiled and then not do anything.
Fuck off, Moria. You're
sorry,
exiled.
Sorry, I don't mean to make it all about me, but I do.
No, here's the thing. Look, and there's no question, like, the Cleveland Indians got to get rid of that fucking mascot. I mean, that's probably one of the most blatantly racist thing I've ever seen, man.
What about the Atlanta Braves tomahawk chop?
Yep, that too. That's ridiculous,
and that
too. And look, the point I was trying to make when I was talking about MXT's comment, I don't think anybody was bothered by the Redskins name until a small number started bitching. First of all, people were always bothered by the nickname, right? I remember not feeling right about that nickname years ago, right? When the minority gets overrun by the majority, that's not a good thing, right? When the minorities – that's why we have a democracy here, right? So that the minority of people have a voice. Right, and I'm not talking just race. I'm talking about the like, if there was a contingent of people that felt, that fracking in their land wasn't cool, then they should have a voice. Right, that's why democracy was set up, and that's what makes this country great. We're sitting here debating this. We're talking about this, right, and we're able to talk about it. I deplore anybody to tell me, other than Daniel Snyder, who Slagar brought up a good point. Daniel Snyder is a very rich and powerful man. He's a billionaire, right? And it's all about money, right? He doesn't want to change the name because there's
yeah,
this
it's
big,
all about money. You're
there's
exactly
this big
right.
thought that there would be a big money loss. But I look at it another way. People love new logos. When the Washington Wizards changed their name to the Wizards from the Bullets, they made tons of money, right?
And you're right, but I mean, looking at the personal investments he's getting from the older crowd, the other billionaires and millionaires that say they love the name.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The ones, I mean, traditional people.
Just because someone likes it doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying, what's that?
Do any of you guys have kids?
I have two kids.
Well, like, and then you probably noticed that, you know, for how old are your kids?
12 and 6.
Okay, perfect age then. You must have noticed, I'm assuming that they're, you know, that this that follows where you live. But at least here in South Carolina where I live, you know, when they have the kids sit down with their legs crossed, they don't call it Indian style anymore. They call it crisscross applesauce.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, and it's right? like, if it's something that's basic enough that we don't want our kids using a term like that so casually, then I think, you know, these adults who own these sports teams need to, you know, kind of own up to their own responsibilities.
No, I wish that the NFL would seriously take a look at Dan Snyder's tenure as owner of the Redskins and say, you've got a choice here. You either change the name because it is very racist. I don't think there's any disputing that. Even though he did on ESPN, that doesn't mean he's right. He's rich. He has a lot of money. No question about it. I mean,
let me guess here. He's also white.
No question. And there's, I just don't understand. Like, I don't get it. What is hard for him to understand? It is a very racist, negative connotation that you have.
It's not
that
it's hard for him to understand. It's just, it's either willful ignorance or he just doesn't care.
No, well, like I said, he gets investments from people who are, you know, other rich folks.
His priorities are skewed.
Yes, his priorities are for them because they are investing in this, his team, giving him money directly.
And just because
they like the team, the people who are
traditional. Just because Dan Snyder pays some Native American on a reservation to give him an endorsement doesn't mean that it's right, right?
Yeah. You like Sterling?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, just because I employ so many black people, so it's okay.
All right. Slagar says he's native. He lives on a res, works on a res, work for his tribe, which is without exaggeration in the shadow of Lambeau Field. Come Sunday, what team does everybody wear? Redskins or the Chiefs? I understand that, Slagar, but I'm also part native. I don't live on a reservation, but I have roommates that used to live on the reservation, and they think it's offensive, right? It's the complete opposite of what you're dealing with there. I don't understand that. How could you not see the blatant disregard for Native Americans in that name? If you look at all the articles that were published that use the Redskin name, maybe you would have a different mindset. I don't understand it. Like, it is horrible. The Chiefs, I can understand that as being honorable because, look, we're the Chiefs. We're honorable. But when you say Redskins, that's like saying, Colorado Springs has a new baseball team and it's going to be called the Wetbacks, right? How would I look at it, right? I'm half Mexican. I would be appalled. Do you think I would ever watch a fucking Wetback game? No fucking way. Do you think any player in their right mind that's not driven solely by money and has any integrity would play for that team? No, they wouldn't. They would not.
But see, I'd play for a team that was like the Crackers or the Fighting Honkies. I would totally root for that because I'm a fucked up individual, but I would totally be in for that.
Oh, man. I just think it's atrocious.
I don't know. I think, as
a white person, you can afford to not be offended by slurs against your race.
I think they're hilarious.
No, it goes the same thing. I don't like when people say white trash, honky, cracker, any of it.
I mean, any of that to me, because I'm not, because I'm not invested in my race. I've never been, you know. When I go to a job interview, when I talk to someone, just in, you know, no one's making assumptions about me based solely on the color of my skin,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the shape of my nose, the size of, you know, the size of my lips, or right. anything like that.
Right.
You know, so yeah, they none of that
judge me by my hair, so I always get the job.
It's really hard for Caucasians to understand the plight of minorities. It really is. Yeah. Like, over the years, look, I've been discriminated against big time. Right.
I've had one instance in my life where I had a tiny, tiny taste of what minorities in America deal with all the time. When I was in Hiroshima, when I went to Japan in 2004,
send us a card or anything.
I didn't know you guys. It was 10 years ago, but I was in a store looking around, and I heard a couple talking behind my back and saying some extremely nasty things in Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, about you know stupid gaijin and stuff like that. I mean, it's like just like sneering the word. I'm like, wow, you know, it's like gaijin literally just means foreigner. Like mm-hmm. literally, it means outside person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The two kanji that make it up. But it's like, in that, I was like, wow, that's really, I mean, that's it's hurtful. It's like, you right. don't know me. You don't know the first thing about me.
But see, here's the thing.
That 5 seconds gave me more insight into what it's like to be a minority in America.
Right. But see,
any amount of talking could ever do.
I doubt very seriously in Japan, Moria, you would have people following around you, like store owners following you around, making sure you're not stealing shit, you know, stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. That you got a very tiny, teeny.
Oh yeah,
hole.
No, I'm not saying like, oh, I understand, you know, because I've been there. It's like, no, nothing like that. Right. It's just I saw, like, I got a tiny bit of insight, and it's like, wow. I would never want to make anyone feel like this.
Right. And see, that's
– I used to be racist against – specifically against Hispanics.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't know.
Right.
And, like, and it wasn't until I became a better critical thinker.
Was it
– A better skeptic. And I was like, why – and I decided to go back and like analyze this. Like, why do I have this bias?
Right.
And I was like, I can't think of any good reason.
Right.
And just like that, I was like,
Was it tradition? Were you raised that way? I mean, you do live in South Carolina. I don't know if you
not
were born
really.
There. Or...
I mean, there were plenty around, but I'd never been, you know, harassed by like the street punks or anything like that. I'd never, you know, lived near them. I mean, I lived in an extremely white small town in South Carolina when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm ashamed of it because I don't know, I can't tell you where it came from.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, but I'm proud that I was able to step beyond that, you know, logically go back and.
That's great, Moria. I mean, not very many people that are caught in the traditions of that, or I'm almost certain it's tradition because
I went to high school back in the O.J. Simpson trial days.
Yeah.
in a high school that was a very mixed group. Mm-hmm. I got jumped for being white.
Yeah, and that it goes both ways.
So I know how it feels to be discriminated against and
right.
Pain, not just getting like followed in a store, like getting beat up.
Right.
You know, painful.
Right. Sometimes emotional scars are as bad as physical scars break. You know what I'm saying? And
no,
and
I'm not
deep.
Disagreeing with that. I'm just saying like I understand.
A gripper says
I understand what it's like to be targeted just for the way you look.
Gripper says if a race is generally evil, it's okay to hate them. I don't know if that's entirely true, Gripper. Like, I really don't. Like,
I think we can do that with religion, but
I can't.
Wait,
biologically, biological race is a culturally. Yes, the race is a real thing, and it, you know, and it matters. But biologically, there's no appreciable difference between you and an Ethiopian. Or an African, you know, a Pacific Islander.
You're actually right on that, but you're right about the cultural thing. That's what pretty much separates us all. The pigmentation of our skin also separates us with, you know.
Well, my point is that, I mean, we are, you know, we still have more in common with each other than with any, you know, than with any other species.
Right. Yep. There's no question about that. Like, we're all the same.
And I mean, there were some things there were studies done where like you found that like Eastern Europeans tended to were found to be more closely related to Eastern Africans.
Yeah. Gripper corrected me. I read his sentence wrong. He said, if a race is generally evil, is it okay to I don't think so, because there are people within that race, the cultural race, that aren't evil. Like, you can't you can't sit here and say...
Like drows.
It's like saying... Yeah. Like, check this out. It's like...
Drizzt-Dur is supposedly a good guy, but not really.
It's like saying... saying... I hear this quite often. All Mexicans are lazy, right? And there is nothing that could be further from the fucking truth. Just think about it. Who are the people?
I mean, like how all poor people are lazy.
Who are the people?
They don't have jobs. About that, it's like that whole, you know, Mexicans are lazy. I'm like, how many white people would you see braving the chance of getting shot to try and find a menial job in the hopes of supporting their family back home?
Oh, absolutely.
There are lazy Mexicans, lazy Americans and lazy Canadians, lazy white people, lazy black people, lazy gays, lazy straight.
There are good and bad
in any group.
There's no question about that, but I'm guaranteeing you the majority of Mexicans are not lazy.
No.
Who do you see making the beds in hotels, right? Who wants that job? I don't want it. Sucks, right? Shitty job. Low-paying job.
Sometimes it's white people.
When you see the majority of people in the big hotel chains, Eric, are definitely Hispanic.
It's always women. It's a sexist industry.
Right. If you go out and you look at construction crews, what are they constructed of? Tell me. What are they constructed of? Mostly Mexicans.
Mostly.
Are you guys able to video and Skype? I brought a little something. Tiger Claw, I don't.
I don't know why he's trying to interrupt the show and talk about this shit now.
What does he want to say?
He's got a program that he downloaded.
I don't know why
he feels like he needs to talk about it now.
Tiger Claw, we're at the end of the show, dude. Just send me the link and we'll talk about it next show for sure. Especially if it's video game related. MXT says, Frank is saying, don't talk to the elf. Look, all I'm saying here is, you're right, Moria. Genetically, we're all pretty much the same.
Did watch the help.
All pretty much the same.
And except, like we talked about a few weeks ago, like, especially in America, we're a lot more blended.
Yeah.
And you know, just like races having, like, you know.
If you're a racist, and you're listening to this, which I doubt, I think our audience is pretty up and up, right? But if you are, and just think about this fact for 1 second. A black guy can have sex with a white woman and they can have a baby, right? Just like two white people can have kids.
And
right?
The baby can be black or white, but the baby is usually black because the gene responsible for that skin pigmentation is actually...
Before America became a country.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what really bugs me about that? You know, where you have these children of mixed descent who, for some reason, always seem to get the best of both worlds and are friggin' gorgeous, but like they—I mean, seriously, I see these, you know, people of mixed descent. I'm like, holy crap, that is a beautiful man or woman. It's just, damn, you know, like I've seen like black and Chinese, and it's
so
just
you
like,
mean like Obama used to be before he became president?
Well, yeah, that job makes anyone ugly. I mean, it's sad to say. I mean, it's just the stress of it. I mean, it's like
He has aged a lot.
Oh, yeah. If you look at George W. Bush in 2000 versus 2008, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like I was thinking, you know, just sorry to sidetrack, but he said, you know, Henry Rollins made the comment, it's like, you know, love the guy, hate the guy. He's had the toughest presidency since Lincoln. Yeah. It's just, you think about
hard.
For W. Bush, I mean, you just think about all the shit that happened, you know, when he was like, you know, the Hurricane Katrina, 9/11, and it's just this long, you know, this litany of shit going wrong.
Yeah,
you know, and look at the paper every day. It's like,
Look, I'm not treading on any water that I haven't treaded
but
on.
But he's
before,
still going to go down in history as one of the worst presidents of all time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. To be honest with you, Weiland says he hates everyone. That's equal opportunity racism, Weiland. No problem there.
I don't think you can call it racism.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just
you hate everyone.
Yeah, misanthropy.
Is that being just pragmatic?
I'm just fucking with Weiland, man.
Like Gripper's... people are awful, so I might as well just hate everybody.
Well, I actually
that's just being a misanthrope.
I hate strangers. Yeah.
Gripper says, not too keen on orcs. Proper evil race. Yeah, they are.
I kind of had a problem with that.
Yeah. Look, it's okay to hate orcs, Gripper. It's all good, man. I've never met a good orc.
Hey,
except
orcs have feelings, too.
You know what? I used to play a good orc in D&D, like a neutral good orc in D&D. So there you go.
Well, I mean,
the orcs and Shadowrunner.
We've essentially established, like, science. Like, the more I've learned about science, the more I had the problem with, like, the D&D alignment system. Mm-hmm. Not so much the alignment system itself, but the assignment of alignments to, you know, an entire species of creature. Mm-hmm. You know, that, because that implies that these creatures who are apparently intelligent, like, these creatures have a language, they can communicate, and they can, communicate abstract thoughts and all this other
stuff.
Right,
but there was a definite reason for that. Like, you had to have evil, right? Like, the drow.
Of course you had to have evil, but there was also the matter of, it's like, the way that it was defined allowed for no variance.
Yeah. The only thing I had a problem with was, like, the drow were black elves, right? So that kind of
They're black people.
Well, right. What's kind of funny about that is that, and we know that creatures that live underground, like completely devoid of light, are albinos.
Right.
like 8 minutes over. Right.
That's what I'm saying. That? Like, things like that are prevalent, you know, and it's like, it hurts, right?
I will say that, black is a cooler color than white. I mean, and I'm not saying attaching any racial significance to that. But
that's why all consoles are black.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, although technically black is the absence of color.
Yeah, and white is the...
It's all colors.
All colors, right.
Did you say black is cooler than white? Because technically black absorbs heat.
I like brown. I'll stick with brown.
I'm speaking metaphorically, you fool.
Oh, sorry.
Once you go black, you can't go back.
Look, this is an interesting discussion. It's not going to get decided here. Like, there are people on both sides of the fence. Some people like the Redskins name, which I don't understand how you could like it. Like, it is so evil and atrocious. It's like you said, it's like
the people who honestly like it, I think, are just they like it because it's what they're used to.
Yeah, it's just tradition, right? Well, I'm here to say fuck tradition.
Yeah, right? Circumcision's a tradition too, and that's
right. Oh god, don't get we've talked about circumcision on the show and how horrible it is, but I think it's
time to try to kiss the genitals afterward.
Castrating young girls' genitals is also a tradition.
Yes. In
castrating
Africa,
can only be done to males. That's specifically...
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're thinking of FGM.
Yeah, you're thinking of female...
genital mutilation, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But anyways, we've got to go, guys. We went well past our time. It was a great discussion. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate after this one, but
that's
whatever. Moria, thanks for joining us once again. What plugs do you have this week, sir?
I think I'm going to say, since I've been playing it and I'm still really enjoying it, I'm going to say, if you've got a PlayStation 3, pick up Okami HD.
Okay, cool. Stealth.
Oh, and by the way, if you've the Velocity 2X, I think it's called, is out on the PlayStation 4 and the Vita. If you've got PS Plus, it's free. Mm-hmm. And it's this interesting combination of a vertical scrolling shooter where you can control the speed, and there's a teleport function, and it also has side-scrolling platforming built in, and y'all just run seamlessly together. It's a really good game. You should check it out.
Okay, cool. Stealth, are you still around?
I'm here. I was watching anime.
I can hear you, dude.
Tuned
your
out.
Plugs. Yeah, he's like, I don't want to have anything to do with this discussion. All right, Stealth.
Yeah, I shut down at 9:00.
Your plugs, man.
You can follow me at stealth 3_, and okay. I'll be around.
All right.
You'll be around.
Let's see. Breakman.
And you're constantly changing your Twitter icon. I don't think I've ever changed mine.
I'm not. I think I'm finally satisfied. You know what it was? I wasn't satisfied with the quality of the picture.
of a picture that shows up like the size of a quarter of a postage stamp in the screen.
No, for me, I get the full banner.
Oh, I see.
And I just didn't like looking at it. It was all pixelated. So I had to change it.
Your new one does look really good, too.
All right. What?
I just took it from some site.
Breakman, any other plugs?
You what? Any other plugs? You never even asked me.
Yeah,
hair plugs. Break underscore man. Hair? What'd you say? Hair plugs?
Hair plugs.
Yeah. Hair plugs. You need hair plugs, Break.
Either that or butt plugs. Yeah.
No, I don't need either one of those.
I like what. Hey, yes, you do, Break Man. Trust me on that. You do need them, man. Come on, trust me. All right, go ahead, Break. Sorry.
RP Grind. I don't even know. What the hell? What are you talking about?
I got them all hot and bothered. And
I know. He's thinking, butt plugs.
Yeah, now he's like, confused right now. If he's advertising where to find butt plugs.
Yeah. Ripped for his pleasure.
Right. I know. You guys shut up for
me. I didn't say for him.
I'm trying to look at this website. Hold on.
Yeah.
$5.99. Right. Oh, that's not too bad, actually.
Come on, Break Man.
What the hell?
We got
at RP Grinders and, oh, $5.99 for shipping. It's $19.99. Jeez.
But come on, Break.
Like a cucumber or something?
Break, are we trying to break the 36-hour record this week or what, man? Come on.
Sorry.
Come on, man. Let's go. What? Any other plugs?
No, that's it.
All right. Eric, plugs.
excuse me. I'm going to plug totalign.com. My review of Danganronpa 2 is up there. And other places that you can look at reviews would be GameTactics.com. And I don't think my Sword Art Online review's up yet because I think M2 took a vacation. But you can also check out Boston Faster Brigade. And then there's my YouTube, the channel, Funny T-Man. I'm definitely going to record Mitsume Gatoro this weekend.
Cool.
Record what?
It's a game. It's a side scrolling platformer.
I mean, I kind of figured it was a game, but I just wasn't.
It's sure. A kind of plays like Mega Man, and it's based on an old Tezuka manga.
Hmm. Oh yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah,
it's the game that we've been drooling over.
And after that, I'm gonna play a game called Jesus Kyofu no Biomonster, which is a visual novel game made by Enix, and Koichi Sugiyama did the music for it, just like he did Portopia. But I'm not sure if Yuji Horii actually wrote the script or not.
Hmm. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Twitter account, EricRPG. And next week I'll make sure to remind everybody where my Extra Life page is. I need to get it set up first.
All right, cool. Can you mute your mic, Eric? I think that's where the noise is coming from. my plugs are as follows. Everybody, please listen to my other shows at DeadmanCast on Twitter. It's Deadman Talking. It's a great show. I have Doctor of the Dead, who is he's as close to a zombie expert as you'll ever get. He's an actual doctor. Dr. Bloomberg, he's fantastic. I really dig having deep discussions with that guy, and Jack Wallen, the author. So you get a lot of heady zombie discussions, which is not the norm. So definitely listen to that show. If you want other horror-related stuff like werewolves and stuff like that, please listen to Werewithal. It's the show I do with my wife, Real Whippix. Follow at Real Whippix. She's a fun follow on Twitter. Tell her I sent you. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I need to get more Twitter followers because my wife is catching up and that can't happen. I can't have her gloating that she has more followers. So there's that. WickedRadioNetwork.com. If you are a web designer and we can work out something with mutual promotion instead of money, please let me know. I desperately need help with web design for Wicked Radio Network. I am the worst web designer in the world. So if you have any sort of skills and you're interested in helping out a fledgling network grow and prosper and become famous maybe someday, please let me know. And I will be forever in your debt. So thank you in advance for contacting me. Contact me on Twitter at Frank Branches and we'll go from there. MXT says he's doing some web design, trying to get back into it. MXT, if you become any good at WordPress, let me know, dude. I desperately need help with that. Yeah, MXT, get a hold of me offline on Twitter. We'll talk, because I really need help. And the more the better. Like if you're
especially with his hair plugs.
Shut up. I don't have hair plugs, man. And that's about it, unless anybody has anything else.
We should plug the chatters.
Oh, the chatters, of course. Dungeon Buster, Gripper, MXT, Shadow Next Gen, Slagard, Tiger Claw, and Wyland. We had a very good discussion tonight. Good chat. Anything else from anybody at all?
Dragon Quest sucks.
Oh, fuck off. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We want to see you guys here back.
Oh yeah, I tried. I went to a Circle K and I got a